that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th Birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the program. Hey, we're here to help you guys take on projects that you want to get done around your house, your apartment, your tent, wherever you live. Your yurt. If you've got questions about projects you'd like to take on, whether they're repair projects, renovation projects, remodeling, decor, you name it. Well, we've been at this for a lot of years, and I'm sure we've got some ideas that could help you speed those projects along and get them done right the first time. But you got to help yourself first. That's the way this works. And you do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's program, fall is no time to ignore your lawn and landscape. What you do now is going to determine the quality of your yard next spring and summer, so we're going to share some tips to do just that.
And winter heating costs are also good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. We're going to have tips for spending less on heating.
And power outages can strike without warning, especially with winter winds and ice storms on the way. So don't get caught in the dark without a plan. We've got your blackout survival tips just ahead this hour.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you're doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we are ready to help you get that job done right the first time. Plus, we have a very cool new product to give away today from Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station. Now, this is perfect power solution here if you are on the go. You've got 7 ports that can support a wide range of devices like your phone, a lantern, a fan, lighting, or even a mini fridge or TV. I mean, come on, guys. What do you want to plug in? I bet it can handle it.
Yeah, it's worth $799, and we're going to send this out to one listener drawn at random who reaches out to us with a home improvement question. Let me underline that, because we get a lot of folks that will reach out and say, I want to win the prize. No, that's not the way this works. You got to call us with a home improvement question, a decor question, a remodeling question, and if you do, you'll get the answer to your question and a chance to win this great product from Greenworks. So head on over to moneypit.com/ask or call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, Dorothy in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I respect all life, but when you have a centipede crawling up a wall that left the basement, it's coming up into the house, it looks very ugly and scary. I understand they're carnivores, so maybe they'd eat other bugs, but I don't really know how to get rid of them. And also, I'd like to know about crickets, how I could catch them.
What kind of crickets are you talking about? Those weird-looking ones that hop and they're, like, gigantic in your basement?
They look like prehistoric?
The black ones that live outside, but as soon as it turns cold, they come and you hear them singing in your garage.
Oh, okay. And you don't want to kill anything, correct?
Well, I guess I could, but personally, I have a pet that eats crickets. I'd like to catch them. I've read on the Internet, I can't seem to come up with a way to capture them. Or, I'd like to capture them and get them out. The centipedes, I'm open to, extermination.
Well, I was going to say, for your basement, I would start by making sure that everything is sealed off. So you have anything that protrudes through the foundation wall, dryer vents, anything, make sure that it's all sealed around. Anything can come in through the tiniest opening. So whether you use an expandable foam or steel wool, you want to make a combination of things to close up every opening that you see, because that's how they're getting in. Now, once you've done that, if you see a centipede in the house, I would suggest you could take a vacuum and you can put like a piece of pantyhose at the end of the intake hose. So before it gets into the bag or gets into the area, it gets caught in that little piece of pantyhose.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you can vacuum them into the pantyhose and then release them into the wild or whatever you like, or feed the crickets to your lizard or snake friend. Now, as far as the crickets in the garage, I would do the same. I'd make sure everything is sealed up. I don't know of any sort of traps that you can place and leave and, go and then collect any of the crickets. I've seen this done with people who have crickets in the basement, specifically the cave crickets. They take tape and lay it sticky side up around the entire perimeter of the room. And then the crickets, when they crawl in under the walls, they get stuck to the tape. Now, they're still alive stuck to the tape. I would usually think people throw away the tape, but you might be able to, feed them to your friend that way.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Scott, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We had water come in our basement 2-3 weeks ago from a rainstorm we had, and I'm just wondering how to prevent that again.
Okay, so far you've dried everything out, gotten rid of any sort of issues that may have occurred from the flood?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're getting water that comes along with a heavy rainfall, what you want to do is, that really is a signal that you've got drainage issues around the exterior of your house. So there's a couple of things you have to look at. First of all, you want to look at your gutter system. And a lot of people don't have a sufficient amount of gutters, or maybe the gutters are clogged, maybe the downspouts are clogged, or perhaps the downspout just isn't sitting in the right location. A lot of people just put a downspout right next to the foundation wall and call it done. So what you want to do is make sure that your gutters are clean and free-flowing, downspouts too. Sometimes you have to snake those out. If they run underground, you want to make sure that everything is connected and it's still moving the water away to where it's supposed to be. And if they're just ending at the foundation wall, you want to extend that downspout out at least 3 feet or so away from the foundation. Then you want to look at the dirt all around the perimeter of the foundation. You want to make sure that it slopes away from the foundation. And you want like a gradual slope, but you want to make sure everything's moving away from the foundation wall. And if you can do that, that'll really do the trick. A few years ago, more than a few years ago now, I had a clogged downspout. I didn't even know about it. Went underground. I just assumed everything was fine, and I came home to a super-duper-duper soggy basement, and it was truly just because of that. And ever since we fixed that, knock wood, it's all working.
All right. Well, thanks for your help.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Are you guys ready for Halloween? I can't even believe that Halloween is just days away. Are you decorated? Have you carved your pumpkins? Are you making pumpkin seeds? Do you have the corn stalks up? Do you know what you're wearing? Even if I'm not going anywhere, I put on a costume just for the trick-or-treaters. Yeah, I'm that person. So whatever it is that you guys are working on, whether it's a Halloween project or you've got the holidays in mind, you've got the cozy winter projects in mind, whatever it is, let us lend you a hand. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, your lawn does a lot for you throughout the year, and fall is an important time to take the steps necessary to keep it in tip-top shape through the winter, so it will be ready to go green again when spring returns. That's all coming up next. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What kind of projects do you have going on at your Money Pit right now? Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or maybe you're just dreaming about a renovation that you've had on your mind for a while, consider us your coach, your helper, even your home improvement therapist. I mean, we love to talk about it, and we all know that we can talk about home improvement for hours and hours.
Tell us what's bothering you.
Seriously, come lay down on the home improvement couch and share a story with us. Whatever it is, though, guys, we are here to lend a hand. And why not check out the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get a ton of ideas there as well. You can download it today at moneypit.com/podcast.
And here's another great reason to reach out to us, because we've got the Greenworks 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter, portable power station to give away to one lucky listener who reaches us with their home improvement question. Let me tell you about this thing. It's awesome. It's a portable generator that can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun. We're talking camping trips, tailgating, backup power during electrical outage. It's a great product to have around. It's worth $799. It includes four amp-hour batteries, and a fast charger. And it's going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. So you got to call in. You got to go to moneypit.com/ask. You can record your question there. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. But once we get that question, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and you might just win that fantastic portable power station from our friends at Greenworks.
Wendy in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have two drafty doors, and we opted to use the peel and stick foam insulator.
Okay.
And it didn't work that well, and it just created more of a gap. It seemed like it just didn't work at all. And I'm just wondering what kind of solution can we use instead of that peel and stick filling stuff.
So when you say the peel and stick foam, you mean when the doors close, you get drafts to come through them and you use the peel and stick weather stripping?
Yes.
Do you want to operate these doors in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And what kind of doors are they? What are they made of? Are they metal doors or are they...
It's a metal door.
So it's an old metal sliding glass door.
No, it's a regular door. It's just, and it goes out to our patio, but it's not a wood door. It's made of metal.
Oh, it's a metal door. It's a regular metal door.
Yes.
Are the drafts coming in around the sides and top of the door, or are they coming under the door?
Under the door and on the sides, right where the door locks.
If the door is out of alignment, in other words, if you close the door and it doesn't evenly strike the jam all the way around, it's going to be almost impossible to get a seal from that type of weather stripping. It's got to strike the weather stripping and then compress it a little bit to give you the seal. Now, I would take a look very carefully closing that door, like, you know, open and close it from the outside, bringing it to where it just starts to touch the jam, and see if it strikes evenly all the way around. If it doesn't strike evenly, then you need to adjust the door, and that's usually done by moving the door jam one way or the other to get it to basically hang better so that it will strike evenly. In terms of the door at the bottom, the door saddle might be replaceable, or in the alternative, you could do something that's probably even easier and less expensive, is you could put a door sweep on the bottom of the door. Now, a sweep attaches to the face of the door, and it basically goes right down to the floor. It looks kind of like broom-like. It has bristles that are really tight together, and that actually will help a lot of the breeze that's coming through and under the door.
Okay.
And then, of course, you could always go with a storm door, and that's another way to approach the whole thing. Okay?
That sounds perfect.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, your lawn, your landscape, they do a lot for you throughout the year. And fall is an important time to take the steps you need to take to keep it in tip-top shape throughout the winter. So here are some ways to make sure you are set for a green recovery next spring. First up, keep mowing. Grass that gets too high can attract lawn-damaging field mice. Shorter grass is more resistant to diseases, traps fewer falling leaves, and allows more sun to reach the crown of the grass. That's the most important part. So less leaves will turn brown in the winter. However, if you cut off too much at one time, which everyone's tempted to do because you figure, I'll just cut it short. This way I won't have to cut it as often. Well, that can actually be very damaging. So for the last two cuts of the year, never trim more than a third of the grass blades off in a single cutting. And next, you want to aerate your lawn. This is something that I do about every other year. Compressed soil hurts grass health, so aerating kind of punches holes into the soil and lets oxygen and water and nutrients into the lawn. So what I typically do is I'll rent a walk-behind aerator. Or if you have, like, a lawn tractor, you can get an attachment to pull behind that. Or you can hire your landscapers to do the same thing. But aeration is a really important step to keep your lawn healthy.
All right. Now, you also want to mulch your leaves. So many mowers out there now can actually mulch leaves with an attachment. And so it's mulching with a mower can actually mix those grass clippings with those leaf particles. You're getting these nitrogen-rich grass particles and these carbon-rich leaf particles, and they're going to compost more quickly. And together, they're going to bring all of those nutrients right to the soil. And also, now is a great time to shore up those trees and bushes. You can use trimmers, chainsaws, pole pruners, cut back your trees, those shrubs, those plants. You may even need to tie or brace limbs of upright evergreens or plants to prevent them from breaking in high winds and the coming snow. It's going to happen, you guys. There's going to be some snow at some point. So think about calling a professional arborist if you've got big trees or some hard-to-reach spots, but you definitely want to get things in shape for the winter season.
Yeah, now if your lawn has any bald spots, this is a really good time to reseed those. So you want to use an all-in-one lawn repair mixture, which basically has the fertilizer and the seed sort of all mixed into one with some sort of a binding agent. You can use a garden rake or a dethatcher to scratch the loose soil and sprinkle it down. And then make sure you water it. You got to water it a lot when it's first getting started. But if you put it in now, there's plenty of time for those roots to grow deep by the time next summer comes around. Otherwise, if you plant in the spring, those roots are not that deep, and they kind of burn out when the summer comes. So fall is a great time to reseed those kinds of spots in your lawns. So basically, if you take these simple steps now, you know, when springtime comes around, you're going to be ready to go. Your lawn's going to be green waiting for you. But if you ignore it, well, you may have more weeds, you have more hassles. It's just better to do it right now. So put that on your to-do list.
Ralph in Pennsylvania is on the line with a heating issue. What's going on?
I have a flat roof in my house, right? And there's one room that I guess when they built the house, they meant it to be a garage. And I'm using that room because it's really nice, but I can't get it to heat up for some reason. It seems like it's like a draft coming in there, and I can't get the room warm at all.
And how are you heating it? What's the heating system look like for that particular room?
I don't have a heat in that room.
But you say you can't heat it up. How are you trying to heat it up?
Oh, I don't want to. I bought me one of those Amish heaters, you know, the stoves.
So you're using a portable heater, and you're not. It's not warming up. Is that the situation?
Correct.
A couple of things. First of all, garages are essentially the exterior of your house. And so if they're not built to contain heat, then they're going to be very difficult for you to do just that. You mentioned it has a flat roof, so you don't have a lot of access to that roof space where you could add insulation. The walls, are the walls insulated?
Yes, they are. It's actually, the garage is actually attached to the house. It's like part of the house. It's a big door, actually.
So this is part of your house, but it's not part of the central heating system for the house?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So I really think you need to have more BTUs in that space as well. So I don't think you're getting enough heat out of this portable unit. How's the rest of the house heated? Oil, gas, electric, what?
Oil.
Oil. Okay. Hot air? Forced air?
Correct.
Is there an opportunity to extend the heating system ducts, supply and return, into that area that was formerly a garage?
Yeah, I think that's what maybe that's what I have to do. I don't know, but you know, my problem is actually that I feel like a draft. Even if I take out, like, the plates on the plugs or whatnot, on the outlets, I can feel, like, air coming through there.
Yeah, so you're going to have to probably do some comprehensive draft proofing. So, look, first of all, you need to extend the heating system into that. If it turns out you can't or it's not going to deliver enough heat, the least expensive way to heat that room would be by to add, and just in this room, electric baseboard heaters. You could have these permanently wired in and run off a thermostat, could even run off a clock thermostat, so that when it really gets very cold, you could use this to supplement the heat in that room. That's the least expensive way to add additional heat to that space. In terms of the drafts, yeah, you need to start attacking those drafts in all the ways you normally attack them. You want to try to identify them. If it's coming in around the outlets, then you add gaskets behind the outlets. There's foam gaskets, very inexpensive, you can put in that go under the cover plate and will cover that area. If it's coming around the windows, you may need to weather strip those windows or caulk the windows. You know, you want to attack those one at a time. And the roof above that you said is a flat roof, is that roof insulated as well?
Yes, it is.
Well, then it sounds to me like what you want to do is seal off the drafts and add additional heating to that room the easiest way you can. I just don't think you're getting enough BTUs in there with the space heater. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, winter heating costs are pretty good at sending a chill down your spine, even when your house is warm. We're going to have some tips to help you spend less this winter season next.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Are you ready for some scare fun? Well, then come join Reading Rotary Haunted House at the Monolith on October 19th through the 22nd and October 26th through the 29th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Sponsored by Wind River, SPI, and Bud Light. There's going to be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of fun scares to be had. Tickets are available at the door or online at readinghauntedhouse.org. If you'd like to also scare others, sign up at readinghauntedhouse.org.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this fine October weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we're working on too. Well, we're working on our homes, but we'd love to help you work on yours. So if you got questions, just go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response.
Kay in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help changing a wall surface. What's going on, Kay?
Well, it is a sturdy home, cinder block, probably just that thick, but it has been bricked on the outside. But the inside, I would just like something a little more pleasant to look at.
Okay, that makes sense. So are we talking about a basement here?
Nope. This is an above ground. It was a cabin on a lake property.
So you need a paint that can cover the masonry block walls.
Well, a paint or a stucco or something that gives it a different texture than a cinder block look.
Okay, the process of coating the interior walls isn't as much stucco as it is plastering. So what has to happen is that wall surface has to be covered with a layer of plaster, much in the same way they used to build plaster walls, you know, many, many years ago in say, the 30s or the 40s. In fact, in the late 40s, they used to plaster right over drywall, and that was one of the best wall constructions ever. So those are the options that you have to choose from. Doing the plaster is probably not the job you want to do as your first DIY project, but if you work with a plastering company, somebody who does this every day, they would have the skills to make the plaster look nice and smooth and have an attractive surface without really taking up much space in terms of, you know, getting too thick.
Right, right. Well, that's strange. I have plaster walls on my house at home.
Oh, well, maybe they're going to follow you to the new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
While almost a third of energy consumption at home goes to your heating and your cooling of it, so it's no surprise that a vast number of those of you that call our show are always looking for ways to get those costs down.
So here's what you need to know. Bottom line, the simple solutions are often the first to be overlooked. It's really amazing how many homeowners don't even have the basics right, like insulation. For example, I'm always somewhat amused by folks that call us to ask about installing a wind generator or some other equally complicated system to reduce energy costs. But when I ask about their insulation, they really have no idea how much they have.
Yeah, definitely. And making smart decisions about your home's insulation as well as your heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, you know, your HVAC system, those can really have a big effect on your utility bills and your comfort. So first of all, you want to check and then improve as needed your attic insulation. The insulation in the attic is key to reducing both your heating and your cooling bills. For southern states, a depth of 13 to 14 inches is good. If you're not sure how much insulation you have, you can grab a tape measure and head on up to the attic and measure it out. Next, you want to make sure that you tune up your HVAC equipment yearly. Just as a tune-up for your car can improve your gas mileage, a yearly tune-up of your heating and cooling system can actually improve the efficiency and the comfort in your home.
Now, speaking of comfort, let's talk about thermostats. A programmable thermostat can save you almost $200 every year in energy costs. And if you look at like a Wi-Fi-enabled model like Nest, you'll have additional features like the ability to switch to a vacant house mode when no movement is detected near the thermostat. It automatically drops that thermostat down so you save even more money. Also, if you want to improve your efficiency of your HVAC system, think about sealing your heating and cooling ducts. Ducts that move air to and from a forced air furnace or a central air conditioner or heat pump are often big energy wasters. So if you seal them, you can improve the efficiency of the system by as much as about 20% and sometimes even a lot more.
Now, it's also important to replace those filters regularly. You want to replace your furnace's air filter before the heating season begins and then monthly once you start using the heat. A dirty filter is going to reduce the airflow that goes into your system, and then it makes the system work even harder to deliver the air to the registers. Now, you also want to make sure that you're insulating your water heater because a water heater loses heat through the outside shell. So if you install a water heater jacket, it's super simple, it's inexpensive, and then it keeps the heat from escaping. Also, turn down your water heater's temperature setting to a safe but very efficient 110 degrees instead of that potentially scalding 140, which most heaters are set at. And if you've got an electric water heater, you can also cut the cost of running it in half by installing a timer. This way you're only getting the hot water when you actually need it.
Now, if all this talk of heating and cooling systems and such has you thinking that maybe you need a new system, well, if you go in that direction, a couple of things to think of. First of all, make sure it's Energy Star certified, because that means you're going to get the most efficient systems available. And secondly, make sure you take a look at the available rebates. There's a lot of rebates out there right now, and those are just waiting to help lower the cost of those systems when you buy a new one. So take a look at what's available. You can check for local for state and for federal rebates. And certainly your local utility company can help connect you, as well as your HVAC dealer, with what's available in your area.
Sam in Tennessee is on the line with a water pressure question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have just purchased a home that is about 75 years old. And we're refurbishing it, and we're trying to keep everything as original as we can. I have great water pressure in every room that has water but my bathtub.
Sam, does your 75-year-old home have steel water pipes?
It has the old. We're eventually going to replace all the water system, but we're having to live in part of the home now and redoing the other half while we live here.
If you have the original steel water pipes in a 75-year-old home, they are absolutely going to suffer from interior rusting. What happens with steel is it rusts and expands inward, so it kind of clogs like an artery, so to speak. And the older it is, the more that can occur. It's possible that you may have a bad pipe on the way to tub, and that's why you have such a slow fill out of that. The other possible issue is the valve itself that's feeding water. In that same bathroom, I presume you have a sink and a toilet. Do you notice any water pressure problems with those appliances?
No, sir. We have, like I said, great pressure everywhere except for that one spigot. You know, it's the hot and cold runs into one.
Well, I mean, the other thing it could be is a bad faucet on that tub. But you know, if the pressure is pretty good everywhere else, it's not likely to be rusted just at the bathroom at the one fixture itself. So I would suggest that maybe you want to replace that set of tub valves, because it's probably obstructing there.
Right. Well, actually, it's got the old Tommy butterfly controls on it. We was really wanting to keep it. But
you can find those valves today. There's a lot of sources of antique plumbing, and some of the new fixtures and faucets are designed to basically be used in a retrofit situation like that. So you can find modern versions that look old.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, don't get stuck in the dark without a plan. We've got your power outage survival tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Let us know what projects you are working on so that we can lend you a hand. But also, we've got a really great reason for you to reach out as well. Up for grabs today, we've got the Greenworks 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station. I mean, this is like a baby generator. It's amazing because it's power on the go. You've got 7 ports that can support a wide range of small electronics to give you comfort and convenience. I mean, if you need a mini fridge, it can power that. If you're going camping and you want to bring a TV, heck, why not? You can totally power that with this. Fans, phones, lanterns, lighting, all of it can charge easily. And it includes 4 4.0 amp hour batteries and a super fast charger. Make sure you check it out. It's going out to one listener at random.
Call us right now with your question to qualify. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, dishwashers are supposed to make your dishes clean, not stinky. Nathan, what's going on?
Smell coming from the dishwasher. Changed the drain hose, cleaned out the interior. Still got a smell.
Typically, when you get odor from a dishwasher, it's because of microbes that are decaying from all the food particles that are in there. And to get rid of that smell, you really need to do a thorough job cleaning it. There's a product called Dishwasher Magic that's very effective, and it's also very easy to use. You put the bottle of Dishwasher Magic in the tray, and then you run the machine. And it's specifically designed to get into all of those nooks and crannies and deal with that type of debris and odor that results from it, and it comes clean in one cycle.
Okay. All right, that's all I have. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, we've all seen the news stories about entire towns without power for days at a time. But if a winter storm leaves you without power, what should you do?
Number one, guys, don't use candles. You want to invest in some good flashlights. You want to keep them handy, and you want to always keep them in the same spot. So when something goes wrong, power goes out, it's dark, you know exactly where you're going for them. And remember, check the batteries often. This way you don't find yourself in the dark, literally.
Now, during an outage, power down appliances and don't turn them back on again until the electricity has been restored for at least about a half hour. And that way the utility company can kind of stabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout. A lot of times when the power comes back on, it's not steady. So it kind of comes and goes. You may hear that in the form of your refrigerator, for example, where maybe it seems to kind of darken or the lights darken and they come back up. That's because the grid's starting to stabilize. So give it a little bit of time for that to happen before you turn your power back on.
Yeah. Now, here's another thing. When the power's out, don't just keep opening up your refrigerator to think about what you might want or check to see if things are still good. You've got to keep the cool air inside. You want to eat the food from the refrigerator first and the freezer later. Those frozen items can last several days.
Now, also, you want to avoid becoming a victim of carbon monoxide poisoning, so never, ever, ever run a gas-powered generator indoors or even in an open garage that's attached. Just because the door is open does not mean it's okay.
Also important, avoid cooking with charcoal or propane in any enclosed area. If you plan on heading to a relative's home to sort of wait it out, remember that street lights and traffic lights will also be on the blink and approach intersections with caution.
Now, if you want to avoid a bad situation completely, why not consider investing in a standby backup power generator? They're actually much more affordable than ever, and they're almost more necessary than ever as well. I mean, we have one, and it's really just been fantastic, because when we need it, it is there, and it comes on all by its lonesome.
And it also adds to the value of your home, so great idea.
Happy almost Halloween, you guys. I love this time of year. I love the autumn. I love the spooky decorations. I love getting ready for the Thanksgiving sort of fall harvest decor as well. Whatever you guys are working on, give us a call. Let us lend you a hand with whatever cozy projects you guys have on deck for this season. We love to help you guys out. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, can refinishing hardwood floors be a do-it-yourself project? Well, that's what Emily wants to know, and we're going to help her out with that project next.
You live in a body pit.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For all this work. So you use the oil-based or the solvent-based urethane. You can apply it not with a roller, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator. It's like a piece of fabric that has a wooden applicator stick that supports it, and you dip it into a regular paint tray, and then you sort of mop on, is the best way to think of this, the urethane. You may have to cut in around the baseboards all the way around with a brush, but you mop this on, working your way out of the room, out of the house, whatever you have to do. Then go away for like a day and, I mean, really let this thing dry. And the amount of drying time is going to vary based on the dampness and the humidity. If you're doing it in the chillier time of the year, it's going to take longer than if you're doing it in middle summer. But it's not terribly hard to do. You're going to have to go back now after this first coat and put on a second coat. So you need at least two coats kind of following the same procedure. You don't have to sand it again, but you do have to put a second coat on it so you get good, thorough coverage. And again, let it dry. Even when you start moving the furniture back in, you know, put the furniture up on little protectors. Don't grind that furniture to the floor because it does take a while for that polyurethane to really, really cure.
All right, now we've got Kathy in Kalamazoo, Michigan, who reached out, and she says she has an 80-year-old home with plaster ceilings that are cracked. How can I determine if it's a structural issue or not?
It's not likely a structural issue. What happens in old homes is the plaster loosens its attachment with the ceiling, and it will start to sag and crack. And let me tell you, if you get a piece that falls, it's really heavy and it can hurt you. So you have to repair it, Kathy, that's for sure. And there's a couple of ways to do that. You can use plaster washers, which basically go and support that crack and pull those sections that are loose back up. And if it's done right, it's a permanent repair. Just don't let it get too bad because, again, if it falls, it's going to leave a mark and it's going to hurt.
All right, Kathy, I hope that helps you out. And, you know, start off by just looking up while you're walking around for a while.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful. If you've got inspired to take on a project but maybe don't know how to begin that project, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Long and difficult is how Israel's leader is describing the escalating war with Hamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war, sending forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He also says such activities will increase as Israel prepares for a complete ground invasion. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas in its tunneled network. Netanyahu's comments come after an escalation of bombardments, which knocked out communications, creating a near blackout of information in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Netanyahu also acknowledged the October 7th debacle in which more than 1,400 people were killed would need a thorough investigation, adding, quote, everyone will have to answer questions, including me. Another presidential hopeful pulls his hat from the ring.
I came here to say it's become clear to me this is not my time. So after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Former Vice President Mike Pence making his announcement at the Republican Jewish Coalition candidate forum in Las Vegas today. He joins presidential wannabes Larry Elder, Miami Mayor Frank Suarez, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and businessman Perry Johnson pulling their hats out of the ring. Jeep maker Stellantis reportedly reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union today as it escalated strikes against GM by adding a plant in Tennessee on its strike list. And Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing in the TV series Friends, has died in an apparent drowning in a jacuzzi at his Los Angeles home. He was 54. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A London judge overturned an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to pay $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding the contract was obtained through fraud.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The food delivery business Yellow, which was renamed from its original name of Schwan's Home Delivery, cutting 750 jobs nationwide, closing 90 delivery centers beginning December 8th. Yellow began as Schwan's in 1952. More at townhall.com. Got some tough news for you if you have a sweet tooth.
American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices 1 year ago. Cocoa prices are trading at 44-year highs following heavy rains in West Africa that caused limited production in the season. In the meantime, global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. Jason Walker reporting.
Louisiana one step closer to connecting its capital city to New Orleans via a train line after Governor John Bel Edwards signed an agreement advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, which stopped running in 1969. The project has been in the works since 2008, and officials say the new service could start as early as 2027. More stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station and other amazing sponsors.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? You got a project you'd like to get done? Do you need help solving a repair problem? Do you have a decor dilemma? Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, now that the heating season has arrived, it's a good time to think about how to stop the one thing that makes us reach for that thermostat more than we should, and that's those chilly drafts that are leaking into your house. So we're going to share some tips on how to track down and seal virtually every single draft in the house just ahead.
And natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today you can accomplish the same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit. We're going to show you how.
And textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you have to make a repair to that surface, restoring the original texture is a big hassle. Well, now there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes. We'll share those details as well.
But first, what projects are you guys dreaming about that you want to tackle this fall season? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what projects you've got on your to-do list or maybe your to-dream list, because we want to help you make those a reality.
Plus, we've got a great product we're giving away today from Greenworks. It is a 40-volt, 500-watt portable power station. It can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun like camping trips and tailgating, or even for backup power that might be needed during an electrical outage. Now, check this out. It's worth almost $800, but it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random from those who reach out to us with a question. So you got to call with a question. You just can't call and say, hey, I want to win that fantastic prize from Greenworks. Well, we'd love to send it to you, but You've got to call with a home improvement question. We'll be drawing a winner from the Money Pit Hard Hat, and if we pick out your name, you'll get that great power station from Greenworks. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Louise on the line who's got some mystery stains on a mailbox. What's going on?
Okay, I have a brick mailbox, and it seems to have salt deposits leaking through the outside of it.
Is it in the way of a lawn sprinkler by any chance?
No, it isn't.
Because often what happens if it gets groundwater splashed on it, and that can happen if you have sprinklers and wells, a lot of mineral salts in there that will dry and basically adhere to the outside. You know, what's happening here is you are seeing some sort of mineral deposits, and you're going to have to clean it. And the best way to clean it, believe it or not, is to mix up a vinegar and water solution, because vinegar melts the salts.
Wow.
So you can, you know, mix them up in a bucket, splash it down, you know, with a nice soft bristle brush, scrub it, and that should make those disappear. They may come back. But the other thing that you could think about doing, once it gets nice and dry and clean, is to apply a masonry sealer to it. And if you use a silicone-based masonry sealer, you want to get one that's vapor permeable so it doesn't trap the water underneath the sealer surface and still lets it breathe and stops it from cracking and chipping. But that should slow down the showing up of any additional salt stains.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
All right, Louise, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now, I've got Scott on the line who needs some help rearranging a door swing. What's going on?
We just bought a new place, and in our downstairs bathroom, the door now swings in for the left. But the problem is the light switch is then behind the door.
Oh, yeah. So you got to walk into the bathroom, close the door in the dark, fumble for the light switch, and turn it on.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So I'm just curious if there's a way to switch the handing of the door without replacing the whole casing and everything.
Not easily. It's probably easier to run a new light switch on the other side than it is to change out the door, because you know the hole is drilled where the hole is drilled, and if you were to change the hand, you'd basically have to you'd have to put a new hole on the other side, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah, doors don't flip right and left too easily, you know. Unless you're talking about the door in your washing machine, it's designed to do that. You know, an interior door doesn't turn very easily. So I would suggest you just run a new switch on the other side, and you could just put a blank out plate across the one that's there now. Frankly, nobody's going to see it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading over to Ohio, Linda's on the line with a window question. What window for you?
In an apartment that's supposed to be energy efficient, but my heating bills and my air conditioning bills are really high. I don't think I can climb up there and put the plastic on the windows anymore. Is there any other way to make it more efficient?
It's a real challenge when you're a renter, because you're right. There's only limited things that you can do, but there are things that you can do. Now, you mentioned putting the plastic on there. I'm not quite sure, you know, what you're doing in terms of the plastic, but the shrink film plastic works the best, where it essentially covers the whole interior of the window space, and then you use a hair dryer once you apply it and it gets really taut and clear. That's one thing that you can do. The second thing is that there is a sort of a liquid weather stripping. It's like a weather stripping caulk, and it looks like silicone caulk, right? So what you do with this stuff is you essentially caulk your window shut. You put it in all the places there's gaps. And the nice thing is that in the spring, it remains rubbery, and you can kind of grab the edge of it and peel it right away. Now, the only bad thing is this. Whatever window you caulk, you won't be able to open all winter long. So if it's a bedroom window, you can't do it there because you need egress in the event of an emergency. But it works great, especially with really old windows, because it does seal them up, and it's easy to do, and it doesn't damage the windows. It peels right off.
Do you have a name, or are you not allowed to say it on the air?
There's a number of different brands of it. I know that Red Devil makes one. I think DAP makes one. And I think there's also a generic one. And you ought to be able to find it at the Home Depot. And if it's not on the shelf, I would ask the service desk and describe the product to them. The weather stripping caulk is what you're looking for, and perhaps they'll be able to order it for you. But I have seen it on the store shelves.
I'm writing this down.
All right. Well, listen, good luck. I hope that helps you out, Linda. Appreciate you calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this fall season? Are you getting all cozy? Are you getting ready for the holidays? Are you just maybe thinking about getting warmed up for the wintertime and making the inside as beautiful as it can be, since
You're going to be spending a lot of time in it? Well, whatever it is, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
Well, as temperatures drop, are you ready to get rid of those chilly drafts? We'll have tips on how to track them down for good when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Do you have a list of dream projects that you want to tackle at your Money Pit this year, next year, whatever season you want to tackle these projects? We are here to lend a hand. If you can dream it, guys, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
And if you do reach out to us with your questions, you might just win a great product we're giving away from our friends at Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, 4-slot inverter portable power station, and it can create enough power for off-grid outdoor fun like camping trips and tailgating, or for backup power that you might need during an electrical outage. It's worth almost $800, but it's going to go out for free to one listener drawn at random from those who call us with a question. You've got to have a question about your house. that you'd like some help resolving. If you do that, we'll toss your name into the Money Pit hard hat. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or better yet, and for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Sal in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
Well, we had the AC got leaked. The whole house AC got leaked. So there's a leakage was in there, and we called the diagnosis, and they recommend we replace the whole AC system in the house.
Like just the air handler and condensing unit, or all of the ductwork as well?
I think it's just the condenser thing.
Okay, how old is your unit?
Well, it's old, like about 20 years old.
Oh, okay, so it's time.
Okay. So I was wondering if there is like recommended affordable companies that can supply I'll replace the whole system with affordable too. We live in Durham, North Carolina.
Well, you're going to want to find a local HVAC contractor that, you know, you check their references and that you trust. You know, ask people that you know, ask people in the neighborhood, look online, check their references, call them up, and find somebody that you feel comfortable with. Now, when it comes to a manufacturer of a condensing unit, Carrier is a fantastic brand. Trane is a fantastic brand. You really want to look at things such as energy efficiency. You want to make sure, you know, now that you're doing some work, you want to make sure that it's properly sized for your home and the right HVAC contractor can calculate which size condensing unit you're going to need for the amount of rooms and distance of the house that you're really trying to cool. So you want to make sure that you're looking for high energy efficiency. If there's any rebates going on, you know, ask those questions. A good HVAC contractor is going to know that and help point you in the direction of which manufacturer has those going right now. As far as, you know, tax rebates, those are things you really want to look into. But I say you can't go wrong with a Carrier or a Trane.
Oh, good. But I have another question. Some manufacturers offer insurance, 2 years insurance for the replacement. Do you want me to buy the insurance or it's a new one? We don't have to get insurance for that.
It depends. Now, usually a brand new piece of equipment is going to come with some sort of manufacturer's warranty, and you have to make sure and find out what the term on that is, and that's usually included. I wouldn't buy anything extended. What I would look into is if there's a service contract with the HVAC company that's doing the install, because it's a piece of equipment that you're going to want to have looked at once a year. Levels are going to have to be checked. Everything's going to have to make sure it's in top operating condition, number one for the efficiency, but also you want to make sure it's cool in the days that you need it to be cool. So I think the money is better spent on an annual maintenance contract because it's going to include most of those things as far as parts. Sometimes they include filters, sometimes they don't, but you want to make sure that you get filters because you do have to change those monthly and that's in the return duct. But I think the money better spent other than an extended warranty would be on an annual service plan.
Wow, great. Thank you very much.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, energy efficiency is an ongoing job for any homeowner, and there are many parts of your home that can be improved to increase energy efficiency. But one area that is definitely tough to track down is how all of those drafts are getting into your money pit.
Yeah, and that's what really makes you uncomfortable. It makes you feel chilly if you happen to be in the path of one. And if your heater is blasting warm air, but the room never seems to get any warmer, it's also likely a result of air leaks. So with all that cold air leaking in, the real indoor temperature can never be accurately gauged. And that's going to overtax your heating system in the winter and your cooling system in the summer.
Now, one of the best ways that you can track down the source of all of those drafts and air leaks is by hiring a professional home energy auditor. Now, a home energy auditor is going to have the tools and the knowledge to see where the biggest offenders exist. They're going to use tools such as blower doors, which can pinpoint the source of drafts, and infrared cameras that can even find spaces where insulation could be missing.
And with the results of a home energy audit, you'll know exactly where your home is leaking, and you'll be able to address every area with absolute certainty, which is going to make your home more comfortable and a lot less expensive to heat and cool all year long.
Diane in South Dakota is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Yes, we've had a problem with trying to put some wood flooring down on our floor. And when they delivered the wood and they went to lay it down, they said that our floor was not flat. We had some ridges or bumps on it.
Yep.
And that they could not put the flooring on because it would pop up and would hold.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if there's any way to rectify that.
So what type of subfloor do you have that they were trying to put this new flooring on top of? Is it plywood?
It's plywood, yes.
Yeah, sure. A good flooring installer would know this. I'm surprised they didn't tell you what had to happen. But there's a couple of things you can do. There's a carpentry solution, and a carpentry solution may involve, it depends on how far out of whack it is. I mean, they're right. These new flooring products, they have a certain range that they're designed to work within, and if your floor is out of level above that range, then certainly you could have adhesion problems. So there's the carpentry solution might involve working on the floor joists to actually get them to lay down. Sometimes you get a joist that is crowned and sort of rises up. There is actually a way to go into the basement, cut that beam in half, put a new solid beam next to it, and bring it down. And that will help it lay down and eliminate that bump. So that's a carpentry solution. Then the other solution you can use is to apply what's called a floor leveling compound. Now, this is a liquid, very thick compound that gets poured onto the floor, and then it's self-leveling. It'll level, and it'll keep everything nice and flat. And that takes up the dips and the rises in that floor and gives you a very flat surface to work on. Probably not a do-it-yourself project, something I would have somebody do that has some experience with it, because it's got to be done right. And once that dries, the new floor can be laid right on top of it. So there's a carpentry solution, and then there's the floor leveling compound, which is designed exactly for situations like this.
Okay, I actually think that we'd probably have to go the carpenter route, because I asked them about that product. I said, isn't there some kind of a leveling product that you could pour on the floor, and they said it wouldn't work in this situation.
Okay, well, I'm not sure why. They probably should be giving you more information on that. And sometimes when a contractor says it won't work, what they mean to say, that's what comes out of their mouth. But what they're saying is, I really don't want to do it.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't want to do it. Don't take that to heart. It may be that it can, in fact, be done. You just don't have the right person involved yet, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your calling me back.
Darren in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, so I'm trying to convert my toilet from regular water in the house to a 265-gallon rain barrel outside. So piping it in underneath my house, I have the CPVC, the smaller stuff. So what I was wondering is, do I have to filter that water? And if I pump it in there, what is the max PSI that I should use?
Are you putting a pump on it?
I'm gonna have a solar pump on it.
All right. So first of all, no, you don't have to filter toilet water because it's wastewater. It's gray water, so it can go straight in. Secondly, how much pressure do you need? Well, I guess that's really gonna depend on the toilet, but I would think, you know, most water pressure in a house is going to be anywhere between 50 and 70 pounds. So that's probably what your toilet's used to working with. And thirdly, you want to make sure, I know it's a great thing that you're doing, trying to use rainwater for all this, but let's not forget the obvious. Make sure your toilet itself is efficient. You know, the toilets today can use as little as about 1.3 gallons of water per flush. So if you have an older toilet, you might want to upgrade it so you need even less water for the flushing mechanism.
All right. Well, that's something to think about also.
What other green upgrades are you making to the house?
This actually all started with I put in a drinking system for my pigs.
Okay. Well, you got a farm there?
I have a farm. I have a small farm in Damascus, Virginia, and we piped in the stalls drinking nipples for the pigs because they kept spilling all their water.
Hey.
So now they are totally self-sufficient. They have a solar-powered pump at 40 PSI going to these nipples, and it's coming off of their roof into a rain barrel that feeds it.
Wow, so this is a natural extension of that, and if it's good enough for the pigs, I guess it's going to be good enough for your home plumbing system as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to try to do as much as I can with Mother Nature before I have to depend on somebody else.
All right, well, it makes a lot of sense, Darren. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. We're going to share a new DIY product that delivers the same look at a fraction of the cost when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, hey, hey.
a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock reduced to $79.99 a yard? Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Paper are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today, you can accomplish that same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit.
Yeah, you know, I just did exactly that on my last kitchen reno. It was about a year ago now, and I used Luxrock by Deitch Coatings to create a beautiful granite top, and now that line has been expanded to include a beautiful marble top option called Marble Dream.
Peter Deitch is joining us now to talk about this latest advancement in countertop finishes. Welcome, Peter. This is awesome.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, marble is a timeless look, and it's beautiful. It's definitely something desirable for, you know, many interiors, kitchens, bathrooms, you name it, tabletops. But the point is that marble, as beautiful as it is also prone to staining and is not extremely durable. And what we've done with this kit is we've given you the ability to put an actual marble coating down. It's the real thing. And you're applying it onto your surface, but you are getting excellent stain resistance and excellent durability. So it's really something there to last for a long time and, you know, save you a little bit of money as well.
So, Peter, much like your other products, I mean, there's real stone, real marble in this finish. So it's not just paint. You're actually putting the stone on. This is awesome.
It's real marble that you're applying onto your surface, and there are specific techniques for installing the actual vein that's in the finish that gives it an extremely authentic and beautiful appearance. So really, if that's the kind of accent you've wanted for your kitchen, for instance, for a long time, but you're just not ready to spend the money to do it, and probably also struggle with things like stains and possibly some damage on marble, because marble is actually a fairly soft material, this product has been engineered to go down, give you that marble appearance, give you that beautiful, airy, soft feel, but you don't have to worry about the staining issue or the durability issue. It's something there that can last you for years and serve you and your family very nicely and quite stylishly, I must say.
Let's talk about the surfaces that this can go over, because you do have quite a variety of surfaces. I know you can go over laminate. I know in my case I went over plywood. What about old bathroom vanity tops that are like, I guess, sort of like a soapstone or a cast surface that just looks really worn? Will the product cover all of those different types of surfaces?
It absolutely will. So if you want to go over that kind of surface, the old cultured marble, as they like to call it, the one piece, you can definitely do that. If you have a kitchen table made of wood or any other material, you can go over that. You can do your bar. You can do your fireplace mantle. You can even do your wall if you want to, if you feel like you want a very authentic marble surface. The beauty of it is that it comes in one complete kit. It's got everything in it. It's easy to do. It's just a few simple steps. And best of all, you don't have to have any artistic skill. You don't have to be terribly creative or capable, frankly. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it, honestly, Tom.
All right, but let's talk about the process. Is this like a weekend-long project? Let's talk about the steps here so I know how long this is going to take me.
Yeah, basically, it is a weekend project, essentially. You can start it on a Saturday morning, and you'll probably put the last coating of the clear on Monday. So it's roughly a weekend. That having been said, most of your time is going to be spent just allowing things to dry. And applying the actual product is all done by roller, except for the veins. There's a tool in there to apply the veins. It's just simply apply a good solid base coat of the marble, and you're going to apply your veins. And there's some more marble that goes over top, and then clear coats, and you're done. But you know, I think your listeners, you know, those who want to try this are going to be shocked at how quick the results are and how authentic the results are and how well it lasts over time. This is meant to serve you for years. And, of course, because it's so inexpensive and you decide down the road you want a different color of marble, go ahead and apply right over top. You're good to go regardless of how your decor changes.
I mean, this is really great. For $169, that kit is going to cover 40 square feet. It comes in a bunch of different colors. It looks just like the real marble thing. And if you were to go buy a real marble countertop, I mean, we're talking a lot more than the cost of the Deich Coating Marble Dream product. So this is great. You can do it in a weekend. I mean, I say give it a try. If you've got a worn-out top, definitely put your skills to work here and see what you can do. I bet you're going to love it. Peter, how many colors does Marble Dream come in?
It comes in three right now. There's a nice bright white called Pristine White. There's a black, and there's also a nice light gray. But what you're going to find is that this look is a little bit more minimalist. It's a little bit softer. There's not as much activity going on for the eye. It's just a very soft, very minimalist feel. Something very modern and something that should look great in your kitchen or any other room for a long, long time.
I'm sure it will. And, of course, you have two other countertop kit products. You have the Mineral Select and then the Luxrock that I mentioned previously, which, by the way, I think we're at least 6 to 9 months into the Luxrock finish on the countertops that we put it down in the kitchen and still wearing perfectly, and it looks great. I could tell when I was working with that product, as I have with some of your other products, that I can tell when a finish is a good quality finish because it just goes down differently. It feels like it has a different tact, a different flow to it. And that's the only way you've been able to perfect these finishes. It's just because of the quality and the chemistry, really, that you guys put behind it. So well done once again. The product's called Marble Dream, available in three colors. You can go to DeichCoatings.com to learn more. Deich is D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Peter Deich, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Peter Deich, thank you so much for sharing Marble Dream with us. What an awesome product. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and it can be expensive. We're going to share a new product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, whether you are dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, or your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, even fix-up. On the Money Pit podcast, you are going to get a ton of info to help you with all of those projects and more. Be sure to download your copy today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, how'd you like to have a portable power station that you can use to plug in your devices when the power goes out? Because you know it's going to happen, right? Sometimes this winter it's going to happen. Well, we're giving one away from Greenworks. It's the 40-volt, 500-watt, four-slot inverter portable power station. It's the perfect solution for power on the go. It's got 7 ports, so that can handle a wide range of small electronics that supply comfort and convenience. So we're talking mini fridge, TV, phone, lantern, fan, lighting, you name it. It's worth almost $800, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener that reaches us with their home improvement question. And that's really the key. You got to have a question. If you call in with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, that's 888-666-3974, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question there. We will enter you into the opportunity to win the 40-volt portable power station kit from Greenworks. So make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement question or post it to moneypit.com.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said. So.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So glad we could solve that, Spat.
Well, if you guys have ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling or a textured wall, you may remember that painting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore the original textured surface. I remember having to do this in college, and you know what we used to restore the texture? We used toothpaste. Yeah, it wasn't from a leak, by the way. It was from our missed dart tosses. I ended up poking holes in the ceiling. Well, fortunately, that was a long time ago, and we've got better technology today. There's a new product out from DAP that makes this really easy for both DIYers and pros.
Yeah, you know what, guys? It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Texture Spray, and it allows you to apply orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures very quickly and very easily to both the wall and the ceiling. Now, it comes in a simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily repair vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. The nozzle system is only available from DAP, and it's called AimTech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where you need it. Now, DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture is really a super handy product. It's going to save you time. It's going to save hassles. It's very easy to use. It delivers a fast drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Whether you're taking on a repair and you need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you're creating a new look, DAP's new spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture. It's a great choice for both pros and DIYers, and you'll find it in select Lowe's stores for $29.98.
John in Connecticut's on the line has a question about flooring. What are you working on?
Well, I have a house that has concrete floor. It has no basement, and it's on, you know, on a concrete floor, and I'm wondering what type of flooring I should put on it.
So you have a lot of options. One thing that I would try to avoid would be carpet, because carpet on concrete tends to potentially cause an unsafe situation, because you can get a lot of dust that can grow mold in a space like that. You can get a lot of allergens that will trap in a space like that. So I would look at hard surface flooring and use throw rugs if you wanted to have something soft underfoot. If you want an inexpensive option, you could use laminate flooring. Laminate flooring is very durable, very attractive today. It can look like hardwood flooring. It can look like stone. It can look like tile. They've got the technology down to the point where they can sort of print into the laminate pieces itself the impressions of the stone or the impressions of the grain. So I think it's a very attractive option for concrete slabs. Another one is engineered lumber, right, Leslie?
Now, a great option is an engineered hardwood. Now, what's so great about that is the top layer is actually the hardwood. So if you've got that real natural look in mind, this is the way to get it. But what's underneath that top layer is sort of a compressed structure, almost like a plywood. And those are done at varying grains, you know, across from each other. That makes it structurally stable. So if you're in a moisture or high moisture environment, that's really going to be the best choice if you're looking for an actual hardwood.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds good. I'll look into that, and I appreciate the information.
All right, John. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you're looking for the best price for your project, well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, we'll all be spending more and more time in the kitchen as we get ready for the end-of-year holidays. We're going to share some tips to spruce up this space next.
You live in a money pit.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we'd love to hear the questions you have about working on your home. So reach out at MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, Joe in New Jersey reached out, and he says, we've got an old house that needs better attic insulation. Right now, the attic gets ventilation from an attic fan. If I add more insulation, is the fan still going to be enough?
Well, no, the fan still won't be enough for a couple of reasons. Frankly, it's not enough right now, or it could be too much, because when those fans run, especially in the summertime, they end up pulling out so much of the attic heat that they reach down to the house, and if you've got central air conditioning, they'll sort of pull out that cooled air as well, and that's just wasting your energy dollars by basically taking the air that you cooled inside the house and sucking it up in the attic and kicking it out. So what you ought to do is this. You ought to remove the attic fan, add as much passive ventilation as you can. The easiest way to do that is to add ridge and soffit vents so that you get a good bit of ventilation both in the summer and the winter. In the summer, it takes out the heat. The winter, it takes out the moisture, and that makes sure the insulation works well. And now's the time to do it. If you're adding more insulation, which is really smart this fall, make sure you have enough ventilation to move that moisture, move that heat, and you'll be comfortable and save a lot of energy. Well, we'll all be spending more and more time in the kitchen as we get ready for the end of year holidays. Leslie has tips to spruce up this space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I know that you love cooking for friends and family, but how do we make it easier?
Yeah, you know, I do love to cook for my friends and family, but there are several tips and tricks that I always keep in mind to make sure that I'm working safely and smart. So first of all, you've got to remember that raw poultry can carry salmonella, and preparing it requires an extra step of disinfecting. You want to make sure you wash hands often. You use a plastic cutting board, not wood, because the wood can hold germs in the small cuts on the board's surface. If you're looking for quicker cleanup, just flip the board over as you're done with the poultry prep. But don't forget, you've got to wipe down the counter afterward with a disinfectant. I remember my sister having a very bad incident with lamb one Thanksgiving, and everybody got super duper sick. And believe me, we do not let her live this down. Next up, heavy pots and pans can be tricky to move from place to place. So when you fill them, place the pot on the stove first, then add your ingredients. You can get an extra long hose for your sink sprayer so you can fill your pots with the water without moving them. Now, lighting, super key in the kitchen. It's very easy to do as well. You can stick on LEDs that run on batteries. This way you can have under cabinet lighting that's, you know, up there faster than you can actually stuff that turkey. But finally, you've got to remember that half of all burns treated in the ER result from a scalding injury, and that can happen very easily with just hot water from the tap. So you want to make sure that you set your home's water heater to 120 degrees to avoid water coming right from that tap at a dangerous temperature. It happens quick, and if you have an elderly family member or kids, it can happen to them really, really before they even know what's going on.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you guys have been thinking about a remodeling project and wondered what to do with the ceiling, I'll bet there's one type of ceiling you've totally ruled out, a drop ceiling. Well, we're going to share why you might want to give these easy-to-install tiles a second look on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu told his nation Saturday a second stage in the war against Hamas has been opened and ground forces are now heading into Gaza, with attacks being expanded from the ground, air, and sea. He also stressed Israel's priorities are clear.
We intend to give the Hamas a lethal blow, but in addition, our second objective, of course, is bringing the hostages home.
Netanyahu, speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC. Gaza residents describe the bombardment as the most intense of the war, and that it's even more pressure from Israel's government, from desperate family members looking to see those hostages come home that were taken 3 weeks ago. Former Vice President Mike Pence dropping his bid for the Republican nomination. In Las Vegas Saturday, speaking before the Republican Jewish Coalition, he said, quote, after prayer and deliberation, he decided to suspend his campaign, adding that his time is not now. Jeep maker Stellantis reportedly reaching a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers.
That deal follows another one set earlier this week by Ford and the UAW. The agreement with Stellantis still must be ratified by members and leaves only GM without a contract with the union. The deal could end a six-week strike by more than 14,000 workers at Stellantis assembly plants in Michigan and Ohio and parts warehouses across the nation. Like workers at Ford, the strikers at Stellantis are expected to take down their picket lines and start returning to work in the coming days, before 43,000 union members vote. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Otis devastated parts of Acapulco, and the authorities say the death count stands at 39, but hundreds of families say they have loved ones still missing and feared dead. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
1 million pressure cookers are being recalled by Best Buy.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the recalled pressure cookers are sold under the brand name Insignia. The problem is they have incorrect volume markers on their inner pots, which can cause consumers to overfill them. As a result, hot food and liquids can spew from the device when it's vented or opened. Best Buy has already received at least 17 reports of burn injuries, some of which were second degree. Consumers can contact Best Buy for a free replacement of the inner pot and floating locking valve. I'm Shelley Adler.
An inflation gauge that's closely monitored by the Federal Reserve showed price increases remained elevated in September amid brisk consumer spending and strong economic growth. Prices rose 0.4% from August to September. Breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Mental health problems were definitely behind the mass killing in Lewiston, Maine this week that resulted in 18 deaths, along with the death of the suspected gunman. That, according to local officials.
It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say 40-year-old Army Reservist Robert Card was found dead inside a commercial trailer at a recycling center in Lisbon.
There was a couple of firearms found at the scene.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk says it was an area that had been cleared twice Friday. He says they don't have an official motive, but it appears Card specifically targeted the bowling alley and the bar.
The individual felt like people were talking about him. It may even appear that there were some voices in play.
He says Card's family had been helping police providing his identity when they saw the surveillance images. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. A lot going on. We got a shooting situation over in Maine, Lewiston, Maine. For the longest time, you thought Lewiston, Maine. You'd think Ollie Liston, controversial ending to the fight. Did Lewis take the dive? Now the bigger story is, who is this military veteran who lost his mind and started killing people, wounded about 30, killed 22, and still on the loose. We'll cover that. We're also going to talk to Ambassador David Friedman in a matter of moment, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, just got back from that country. And now Dave Ignatius of the Washington Post has tapped in as anybody what's going on, especially in the Middle East. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This body of lawmakers is reporting again to our duty stations. Let the enemies of freedom around the world hear us loud and clear. The People's House is back in business.
We got a speaker. His name is Mike Johnson. It's over and kind of just beginning. Johnson is new Speaker of the House, and now he must move like a house on fire to avoid a government shutdown, analyze and perhaps expedite emergency aid to the border, Israel, and dare I say Ukraine? Let's see if the new Speaker can handle some of the old Speaker unity issues.
Number two.
I think these kids at the colleges have for brains. Here we have one reliable ally in the Middle East. That's Israel. I've given to Colombia probably about $50 million over many years. And I'm going to suspend my giving. I'll give my giving to other organizations.
You should, Leon Cooperman, you hedge fund billionaire and a Columbia School graduate. Disturbing pro-Hamas and Palestinian protests surge onto New York City streets and to city streets. Anti-Semitism, anti-Israeli hate emerges. Where did this all come from and how does it end?
Number one.
We are preparing the ground operation. And we will launch the ground operation. We have no other choice, because if you want to defeat Hamas, you can't just do it just from the air. You have to go in and defeat them.
Yes, Michael Herzog, U.S. Israeli ambassador to the United States. Probing, not invading. That's what the IDF is doing, while Hezbollah, Hamas, and Iran make it clear they are all in this together. They actually met in front of the cameras together. What will it take for this administration to unleash Israel and respond to the attacks from the Iranian-affiliated militias. Let's bring Ambassador David Friedman, who is kind of doing all the work, that because we did not have an ambassador to Israel for the Biden administration. He was trying to help the best he can on October 7th and beyond after that horrific hit. Ambassador, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be back with you again.
Ambassador, if I told you October 8th that it would be 19 days and there would be no ground invasion return, would you have said, Brian, that's impossible?
I would have thought it was impossible. I think that was the sentiment certainly on the 7th, the 8th, the 9th. I think the magnitude of the hostage taking has sobered everybody a little bit. I mean, 220 now being held hostage under, you know, unthinkable conditions. You know, the Israeli people, it's a small country. Everybody knows everybody. The people are going to sleep at night. If they can sleep at all, they're thinking about what these people are going through. And so I think there is a, you know, there is a mandate to free them if it's possible. Again, it's got to be conducted simultaneously, really, with the war effort. And I think the war effort's going to get started pretty soon. I mean, we're going to give, I guess, they're going to give Qatar a chance to see what they can deliver. But I'm sensing that it's now imminent. You know, as you pointed out, I mean, they went in last night into Gaza, a smaller group. They're starting to really, I think, cloud the fields there. And I think we'll see it. We'll see it come soon.
Ambassador, the Wall Street Journal reports that Israel has agreed to a U.S. request to delay the invasion. They say because the U.S. said we want to get our before you guys invade, we want to get our missile defense systems together to guard our troops, 2,500 in Iraq and about 900 in Syria. What do you think? What about the validity of that story?
You know, I just I don't know. I don't understand why we would have 2,500 troops in Iraq and 900 in Syria without those protections already.
Yes.
It's a very dangerous place. I mean, I don't know why we're, you know, so that doesn't really ring true to me. But again, if we don't have them there, we ought to get them there like yesterday. So I certainly think that's a legitimate request if it hasn't been done. Why it hasn't been done, I don't know.
What I don't understand is why we have not hit back when we've been hit 14 times, targeted 14 times by these Iranian-affiliated militias in Iraq and Syria. How damaging is to our reputation to not answer these hits?
I think it's devastating. I think it's devastating to sit there and take it. And I'll give you an easier one because, you know, even if, and I agree with you, we should have responded in kind immediately. But hours we should have responded. But how about sanctions? Let's just talk about sanctions. You know, the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. There's nobody that wants to be boxed out of the U.S. financial systems. And Iran is now selling oil at a rate which is 10 times the level of it was in the last year of the Trump administration. You know, just reimpose massive sanctions, bankrupt the country. We can do that. We can impose secondary sanctions that makes it impossible for anybody else to deal with Iran without getting boxed out of our financial system. You know, we still have a massively stronger economy than anyone else in the world by far. And we can flex that power, you know, without starting, you know, you want to say I'm concerned about retaliation? Fine. Just start with the sanctions. I mean, we haven't imposed, you know, sanctions of the type we can impose in 3 years. We made Iran a very rich country again.
You know, the game plan is pretty clear, Hamas. They call themselves the Axis of Resistance. They took those militias. They combined them together. There were Hezbollah and Hamas had a meeting in front of the cameras yesterday. They're targeting population centers, conducting an information operation to erode the will of Israel's political establishment. They want the Palestinian militias together to try to drive unrest in the West Bank, which is working, and the Axis of Resistance harassing IDF forces with indirect and direct fire, which we're seeing pretty much in the north. So they seem to have a battle plan.
Yeah, they do. They have a battle plan, and I'll tell you what else they're doing, which, you know, I think people need to look at a lot more carefully. You know, in the aftermath of the George Floyd murder, when BLM and Black Lives Matter became this dominant, social political force in America, all of a sudden, you know, BLM is shouting out, you know, free Palestine. Now, what in the world does BLM have to do with free Palestine? It's not their issue. How did it become their issue? I think we're going to find that if we just scratch the surface, a massive investment, you know, in BLM by the pro-Hamas movement. I think they bought because they saw kind of ad space they saw advertising space, you know, that they could use very effectively. And we're seeing it right now. All the people that, you know, all around the country that were advocating for BLM, they've been activated, and they're pushing now for this, you know, barbaric movement in Hamas. It's not because ideologically they're aligned; it's because they're financially aligned. And I'm kind of surprised that nobody's looked at it. I'm aware of major donations from you know the far progressive left that only really care about Hamas that are funding these movements.
How does it relate to the college kids protesting on campus? Where does that come from?
It's you know it's so many you know sins you know kind of you know becoming actualized right now. I mean, look, it's the whole movement on college campuses to bring in ideologues. You know, not to bring in, you know, people who are engaged in rigorous, you know, academic research and analysis. It's just they want to bring in ideologues. I don't know why. Where, you know, every, you know, the Ivy League is, you know, it's, as I say, it's poison ivy now. They poisoned the minds of people who I think otherwise, you know, had reasonably high IQs and could be the future leaders of our country. But it's gone so awry, all because of this, you know, need to advance a progressive ideologically. Look, you cannot be a pro-Israel professor on a college campus and get tenure. You just can't. You know, just go from place to place to place. Find me a pro-Israel professor who's gotten tenure. Can't be done. And now all these sins are now we're now seeing the results of these sins.
I did not know there was a metric to measure that. I would not think that would do to eliminate anyone if you were pro-Israel or not. If I'm teaching Middle East. A course in Middle East peace or Middle East history of Middle East. Why does it matter if I'm pro-Israel or anti-Israel? Just tell the story accurately,
Listen, Columbia University, as you know, is my alma mater. It began with a guy named Edward Said about when I was in college. I took this course. It was pretty horrible. And his legacy was passed on to a guy named Joseph Mossad, who's now a full professor at Columbia. And as soon as Hamas began, you know, murdering and raping and dismembering and kidnapping, you know, he came down on their side. This is a full tenured professor at Columbia who is defending Hamas. Okay, you know, I signed a petition. You know, once I got behind it, it got about 60,000-70,000 signatures at Columbia to fire this guy. They're not going to fire him. They're standing behind him. You know, absolutely 100%. So look, and nobody can take the opposing view because there's nobody there. There's nobody on campus who is in a position of leadership who can take an opposing view. This is being replicated throughout the best universities in the country.
I look what David Mamet said yesterday. When your kids come home from Thanksgiving, don't send them back. Leon Cooperman, this hedge fund billionaire you might know, Columbia graduate.
Yeah, of course.
This is what he said yesterday. Cut 15.
I think these kids at the colleges have for brains. Here we have one reliable ally in the Middle East. That's Israel. We only have one democracy in the Middle East. That's Israel. Okay, and we have one economy tolerant of different people, you know, gays, lesbians, etc., and that's Israel. So they have no idea what these young kids are doing.
He went on to say this is what his actions will be. Cut 16.
Now, the real shame is I've given to Columbia probably about $50 million over many years, and I'm going to suspend my giving. I'll give my giving to other organizations. But I told them that they should fire this professor that made the comments he made. I mean, war is hell. War is not good for anybody. But to praise what Hamas did is disgraceful.
Sounds like you, and he's taking action.
Yeah, I only wish I had $50 million to give, but short of that, it's very similar.
Yeah, it's crazy. So this now all of a sudden President Biden is saying, two-state solution, and Hamas doesn't represent the Palestinians. Listen to him yesterday. Cut 3.
We also have to remember that Hamas does not represent the vast majority of the Palestinian people on the Gaza Strip or anywhere else. Hamas is hiding behind Palestinian civilians, and it's despicable and not surprisingly cowardly.
You know the area you worked there for 4 years for President Trump. Tell me the truth. Where do the Palestinians stand with Hamas?
Lockstep. They're celebrating every dead baby. They're celebrating every raped woman. I agree that Hamas does not represent the best interests of the Palestinians, but they do represent the Palestinian sentiment. I mean, listen, they're celebrating all these attacks. And look, you know, maybe, you know, when these poor kids were born, you know, they didn't hate anybody, but they've been taught to hate. They've been taught to hate, by the way, with American dollars that supports UNRWA. I mean, Brian, you know, there's not a single Palestinian leader in the Middle East who's standing up against Hamas, not one. When he talks about a two-state solution, with who?
Yeah.
Who's going to run the states? I mean, they're all going to be terrorists. And by the way, just to make it clear, not only is Israel opposed to a Palestinian state run by terrorists, you know, if you ask them candidly behind the cameras, you know, so is Jordan, so is Egypt, so are people in the Gulf. Nobody wants a terrorist state smack in the middle of between Israel and Jordan. So, you know, it's a platitude. You know, it's kind of a throwaway to the left, but there is no one on the other side to create a Palestinian state. Even if you wanted to, and I wouldn't do it anyway. I mean, why bother? I mean, these Palestinian states, Jordan is a Palestinian state. The majority of the people living in Jordan are Palestinian, right? Nobody seems to care that Jordan is majority Palestinian, but it lives in a dictatorship run by a Hashemite king. Nobody cares about that. You know, it's only when the Jews are in control that it seems to matter. But in any event, you know, Jordan is a failed country. It has a GDP per capita of about $10,000. Israeli Arabs are living in a place where the GDP per capita is $50,000. So why would anybody want to be part of a Palestinian state? It doesn't work. Make peace with Israel. Make peace with Israel and prosper.
I'm just saying that that's going to be the new buzz term. Two-state solution. We got to get the Palestinian people just need an opportunity. Hamas has got control. Name one Palestinian leader that stepped up after the death of Yasser Arafat. We got Mahmoud Abbas, who is an absolute loser of an individual, a corrupt 82-year-old. Elderly man who's got no power and 14% approval. So listen, to Holocaust denier too. So Queen Raina of Jordan, big, very anti-Israel, it seems, Abdullah's wife, cut 18.
In the last couple of weeks, we have seen, you know, a glaring double standard in the world. When October 7th happened, the world immediately and unequivocally stood by Israel and its right to defend itself and condemned the attack that happened. But what we're seeing the last couple of weeks, we're seeing silence in the world. Countries have stopped just expressing concern or acknowledging the casualties, but always with a preface of declaration of support for Israel.
I don't know what planet she's on, but almost the whole Middle East is condemning Israel. It's now the latest one is Turkey. What's your thoughts about her?
You know what? First of all, Jordan hasn't agreed to let in a single Palestinian refugee. Even as I said, a majority of their population are Palestinians. Israel has Palestinian citizens and Jordan has Palestinian citizens. And the Palestinian citizens living in Israel have an average income about five times that in Jordan. Okay. And her husband who runs Jordan, okay, he doesn't let the 3 million Palestinians, they don't vote in elections. They have a Congress that the king picks every single member. So, you know, it's the hypocrisy is kind of extraordinary here.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough neighborhood, Ambassador. It's amazing how many people who never went there are experts at it. You have family there, you've lived there, you work there, and now you're here. Ambassador David Friedman, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So, Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Joran Vandersloot has confessed to killing Natalie Holloway as part of a plea deal on extortion and wire fraud charges. Vandersloot says in 2005, 18-year-old Holloway rejected his sexual advances after a night out in Aruba, so he smashed her head with a cinder block.
Yeah, her face basically, collapses in.
Then he dragged her body out to sea. The 36-year-old Dutchman was in court for trying to extort Natalie's mother, Beth, in 2010, demanding $250,000 for information on the whereabouts of Natalie's remains. That same year, 5 years to the day Natalie was last seen alive, Vandersloot killed a woman in Peru and is now serving a 28-year prison sentence there. His 20-year fraud sentence will run concurrently. Vandersloot has not been charged in Natalie's death. Natalie's mother, Beth Holloway, after the confession.
It's better than closure because our never-ending nightmare had to end.
There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good supply, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
House Call for Health. New technology is improving the way breast cancer surgery is done. It's easing surgery for the doctors and the recovery for patients. It involves a small microchip called a Moly 2. Instead of wires being placed in the cancerous tissue and sticking out of the breast until surgery is done, this small microchip is injected into the tissue. This makes the surgery less painful for the patient. It also results in them removing less of the good breast tissue and the patient having fewer repeat surgeries. One doctor from Oklahoma telling Fox, when they hear that explanation and they hear that, wow, I'm going to walk out of the operating room and I'm not going to be deformed in any sort of way and have my cancer gone at the same time, you can always tell that patient has an overwhelming sense of relief, adding it's faster recovery time yet with a great cosmetic result. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What I saw earlier, waiting to be on air, seeing that people from Colombia were happy on what happened on the 7th of October,
just, you know, breaks my heart and makes me so furious, because I am also an American citizen and I'm also supposed to be safe in America. This is also my home. And to allow people in elite colleges to be happy of someone's kidnapping and someone's being slaughtered and someone being butchered and innocent babies being killed inside a woman's womb, that is just morally wrong. And I feel like it's a responsibility of our educational colleges and universities to say enough.
Exactly. That's Maya Pariser. She's a survivor of that Supernova Musical Festival where over 200 people lost their lives in the most brutal way possible. You know, some of them ran into safe houses, thought they were safe, and they found they caught up with them. They did their surveillance, would roll grenades in and just blow them to pieces. In fact, I saw one guy who, on another channel, a video, he kept rolling back the grenade. And he rolled it back, and it blew up. It blew most of his arm off. They grabbed him, were throwing on the back of a pickup truck. And then can you imagine seeing that, visualizing it, wondering where your friends, literally your friends are, 20-somethings, and then seeing 20-somethings in the street protesting against Israel for Hamas. And you got to say to yourself, what country am I in again? Is this a bad movie? But that's what's going on, not just in New York City, but around the country.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine.
Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If there is an opportunity to release more hostages, then we'll give that opportunity and some other related issues. The U.S. does not tell us whether to go in or not to go in. Israel is a sovereign state and takes its own sovereign decisions. We have very close discussions with the U.S. administration about related considerations, and they raise questions and concerns, but no one tells us what to do. And as I said, we are preparing the ground operation, and we are about to launch it.
That is Michael Herzog. He's the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., saying that Israel's calling their own shots. And those stories about President Biden saying, wait it out, get the hostages out, plan it out, are not true. Dave Ignatius, Washington Post columnist, has his own great sources and is kind enough to join us now. David, thanks so much for being here. I know this is a tumultuous time for you as well. You know all the players. Is he right? Is Israel calling their own shots?
Brian, what Ambassador Herzog said is obviously right. In the end, Israel reserves, as any country does, the right to make its own decisions, especially about security matters like this. It's also true that there has been intense consultation between the U.S. and Israel. The United States is the crucial second line of defense for Israel. We've moved 2 aircraft carrier task forces. We've shot down missiles that were aimed at Israel, fired from Yemen. We're close to being in this, so Israel listens carefully to what the advice is from the U.S. side. And there is concern in the U.S. that Israel not react in ways that will make its military and security problems worse instead of better. So, I mean, I think that it is true that the consultation is going on, but Ambassador Herzog is right. In the end, Israel decides what it wants to do, period.
So we know about the ground. There was a big probe last night, and they just did kill. They announced they killed one of Hamas's higher-ups. But I do want to bring you to this Wall Street Journal story that says Israel has agreed to a U.S. request to delay an invasion of Gaza because they want to get their missile defense in order. I just talked to Ambassador Friedman, who was there during the Trump years, just left the country, was there during the attacks. And he said, I'm shocked that we don't have missile defense there already for our 2,500 troops in Iraq and in Syria, 900 over in Syria. Does that sound plausible to you? Do you buy that story? I know it's not your story, but do you buy this scenario?
So I think the U.S. Has proposed a pause for various reasons. One is to get more air defense into the region. We have more forces now that are there that are exposed than before, and so it'd be natural to want more air defense to protect them. There is hope that some additional hostages could be released, and I think there's a desire on all sides not to disrupt that process, which obviously Israel would love to see some of those 224 hostages out. And finally, I think your listeners should bear in mind there's overwhelming need for air defense in Ukraine. Their biggest problem going into the winter is the lack of sufficient missiles, air defense systems. So a lot of what the U.S. had hoped to be able to provide to Ukraine, it's now having to think about diverting to protect U.S. forces and to provide Israel for its own defense. So it's a complicated situation for the Pentagon, getting all these planning streams coordinated. And I think for many reasons, the Israelis have decided they don't want to rush in. They don't want to rush into having a second front with Lebanon. They don't want to rush into Gaza before they really prepare the battle space. What you saw last night, the probe by Israeli tanks, I think we'll see more of that. They want locate to the extent they possibly can where the Hamas terrorist fighters are. They want to understand the tunnel network as well as they can. They want to minimize the risks once they go in the ground invasion.
No doubt about it. And the guy they killed, Hassan Abdullah, they feel as though he was a high-value target. So there was a probe in there. They sent in some tanks. They sent in some units, and they pulled right back out. How do you feel, and it must be surreal to you who know the Middle East so well, David Ignatius, to see Hezbollah meeting openly with Hamas and Iran representatives in Beirut yesterday? Almost they bring in the cameras as if they can spray the room to get the video out there. They're not hiding their alliance.
Yeah, it's a photo opportunity for what they call the resistance. In the Arab world, to me, really appalling fact is that the Hamas terror attacks across the fence that killed 1,400 Israelis have been greeted by a lot of celebration, and the Israeli bombing of targets in Gaza has been greeted by protests. So they almost want to advertise their alliance. The question, Brian, is whether it goes beyond photo opportunities to embrace the resistance, as they call each other, to actual fighting. And the signs have been so far that while Hezbollah wants to make a show of support, fire some rockets across the border, it's not prepared for a full-scale war, nor is Iran. Everything I hear from U.S. and Israeli officials tells me that that's their reading. But they were wrong about Hamas. They didn't think Hamas would attack across the fence. They thought Hamas was deterred. It wasn't. So they're really scared of making the same mistake twice.
So the big question is, and you write about this, what happens the next day? You go in and you rid the place of every Hamas agent you can find, and they're gone for now. Everyone knows, logically, we saw it with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they'll pop back up, but at what level? So what happens the next day? Nobody wants Gaza. Jordan doesn't want it. The Israelis don't want it. Who gets Gaza?
So that's the core problem, and I think you and your listeners know that for the United States and our basically frustrating wars over 20 years in the Middle East, one problem is we didn't think enough about the day after. I mean, our army is the strongest in the world overwhelmingly. We can blow through anything. But what then? And Israel has some of the same problems to think about. It does not want to reoccupy Gaza. It wants somebody to take responsibility for security there. That's not Hamas. But who is that? And there's a lot of discussion. I met with some Arab leaders in Washington last night just to talk over that issue. What force might go into Gaza after the military operations are concluded to stabilize things. How would that work? Would it be an international force? Would the U.S. take part in some way? Would the Palestinian Authority, which rules the West Bank, is unreliable, but it isn't as bad as Hamas. Would they go in? So those are all the issues that people are discussing. They don't have answers. It's one reason I think the Israelis are being careful in not launching a full ground offensive before they know what would go in place once it was done.
One thing is clear. Remember they told us about the caves and bin Laden, and he has all these tunnels in these caves, and that was overstated. I don't think that's the case with Gaza. It's these tunnels seem real. And when those hostages came out, that 85-year-old woman came out and talked about it was a spider web of caves down there, and she got medical attention. There's a underground world the Israelis are going to have to fight in. Is that true?
Yes, you put it exactly right. Sometimes people in Gaza call it the metro. There's so many tunnels that it said it had them all up. It's hundreds of miles of tunnels. They've been working on them for 15 years. They're very sophisticated. They've built them carefully. And it makes this conflict extremely difficult to plan. The Israelis in the 2+ weeks that they've been waiting have been using all kinds of exotic sensors, new technologies, things we don't know about, to try to ascertain to the extent they can a map of these tunnels. Where are people? Where are the hostages? Where are the fighters? What are the booby traps? And they've been using every bit of technology they can and go into these tunnels to some extent with robots and drones. Mm-hmm. You can fly drones into tunnels. You can send robots down. But at some point, you've got to send human beings to clean them up. And it's a nightmare of warfare. There's a special unit of the IDF, the Israeli military, known as SAMR, which translates as weasels. These are the guys who go underground. They're incredibly tough, super brave. But in the next couple of weeks, pay attention to the news reports about these Israeli fighters operating underground in this tunnel network, because they'll be the toughest guys in the Israeli military.
The Washington Post, Dave Ignatius with us. Dave, it's day 19. The official number of Israelis killed on the 7th, 1,106, 798 civilians, 308 soldiers, and 15% are unidentified. Means there's a lot of people there that were so mutilated, so destroyed, that we can't make out their identification yet. That's why it's hard to get an idea of how many hostages. But I think the number's up to 224 now, even with the release of four. So we'll see where this goes. How do you feel, David, about the fact that our troops have been attacked by these Iranian-affiliated militias anywhere from 11 to 14 times since the 7th, and we have not attacked back in that rough neighborhood? They look at that as weakness.
So what you know from the fact of those attacks, or let's say it's 13 attacks on U.S. positions, roughly 24 U.S. service people injured. What you know is that these Iranian-backed militias are not deterred. They don't yet feel that they'll pay a price. And so the attacks are going to continue or increase until they know that they'll pay a price for them. So I'm certain that there'll be U.S. retaliation. Again, as with Israel, you don't want to jump into things before you have a clear sense of how
right.
each chain in linking this chain is going to go. So I know the CENTCOM commander, General Kirilla, he's smart, he's tough, but so he'll take action. But I don't blame him for taking his time to think exactly how to do it.
See, I don't think it applies here because they've been there. They know the neighborhood. They know who the actors are. These aren't newly created actors. The alliance might be semi-nil, but you know who's financing and pushing it. My feeling is we could have the best commanders, but if the State Department / White House says don't do it, they can't act in their best interests or in our best interests or with all their knowledge and experience.
I just can't tell you whether there's been an order from the White House to delay plans that General Kirill has already announced. I don't have that information. I think you're right that they always have good contingency plans to respond to attacks like these. I've been with CENTCOM commanders at some of these places. I was at Al-Assad Air Base when there were threats of attacks. I've been in other places that have been attacked. Our forces out there are vulnerable all the time. This threat includes our embassy in Baghdad, which has been evacuated out of the most limited group of personnel necessary. Same thing with our consulate in Erbil and in Iraqi Kurdistan. So we're hunkered down, knowing that our forces are forces and diplomats are subject to attack. We're going to have to push back. I think your point is exactly right. Just the question is when and how.
So here's the president yesterday at his rare press conference, cut five.
It also means that when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution. It means a concentrated effort by all the parties, Israelis, Palestinians, regional partners, global leaders, to put us on a path toward peace.
David, is the two-state solution even worth even bringing up? Where's the Palestinian partner and the passion for the Middle East neighbors to get involved? Nobody really wants Hamas in charge, but there's nobody emerging that would be in charge that would be palatable for the Israelis or for anybody else.
So, one, there are a couple of questions. One is, who's going to be in charge of Israel going forward? I think there is widespread criticism of Prime Minister Netanyahu for the chain of events that led to these terrible attacks on October 7th. Will he continue on the long run as Prime Minister? Don't know. It could be that there'll be a government that's more sympathetic to the idea of a two-state solution. The Arabs are trying to get their act together on this. I mean, they believe, as does the United States government, as has the U.S. government, for as long as I can remember, that stability and security for Israel in the long run will be enhanced by having a Palestinian state that's demilitarized. They want to see that. So they're talking to, the Arabs are talking to Saudi Arabia, to Jordan, to Egypt, to all the Arab countries that we deal with, to see if after Hamas is cleared, can there be a hold force in Gaza and eventually a new force in the West Bank that's stable, that doesn't every couple of years launch a new attack, that opens a new door to greater stability for Israel? And if they could demonstrate that, I'm sure the Israelis, many Israelis would want to be part of that process. But, there's so many ifs in what I said, Brian. I'm just telling you that people are working hard to figure out, could you get to that place? Because that place would be better than what Israel's living in now, no question about it.
All right. I mean, they have so much money that were flowing into Gaza. If they put it to the right thing, it could be Martha's Vineyard.
I don't know about Martha's Vineyard, but it could be safer and more secure for everybody. There's no question. I mean, Palestinians should have a better life. Palestinians in Gaza do not like Hamas. They feel oppressed by Hamas. I just quoted in the newspaper dozens of Palestinians in Gaza who hate Hamas. But there needs to be a very coordinated effort by the U.S., Israel, moderate Arab states to help bring something different into place there.
It would be great. David, if it does happen, you'll be the first to get it. David Ignatius, Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Great to talk to you.
Same here. Back in a moment. We'll take your calls. A lot going on. We'll also follow us in the manhunt over in Maine. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Two questions. Do you have a small business? Great. And do you have 5 minutes? Even better. You've got everything you need to start an application for quick, hassle-free financing from Capitus.
We've helped more than 50,000 small businesses just like yours get competitive financing and the working capital they need in as little as one day. So, don't wait. Skip the red tape and get a decision today. Apply at Capitus.com. That's Capitus.com.
Hey everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Jurors convicted a Denver area police officer of homicide and acquitted another on all charges in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain, a black man who was put in a neck hold, pinned to the ground, and given an overdose of ketamine by paramedics. Aurora police officer Randy Rodimo was found guilty of criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault and faces up to 3 years in prison when he's sentenced in January. Officer Jason Rosenblatt was found not guilty. McClain's mother expressed disappointment with the verdict. McClain was stopped in August of 2019 while listening to music and wearing a mask. He asked to be left alone and had not been accused of any crime. Rodima and another officer that was not charged held McClain down while paramedics administered ketamine to sedate him. McClain went into cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital and died 3 days later. A third officer and two paramedics also faced charges. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Debbie Gibson, who faced off with Belinda Carlisle on Fox's Celebrity Name That Tune.
We both have a competitive spirit, but we're friends. So it was really just a whole joyful experience.
The 80s pop icon is playing to win money for the Actors Fund Home, a charity near to her heart.
My late great Mama Diane, who managed my career for 25 years, and I lost her a little over a year ago, about a year and a half ago now. She spent her final months to a year at the Actors Fund Home in New Jersey, and they do such amazing work.
Along with honoring her mother, Gibson says her father is proud to see her as a contestant decades after he competed in the 1950s version of the show.
The fact that my dad and I both got to be contestants on Name That Tune is so incredible.
Fans can also catch Gibson on her Winterlicious tour kicking off November 24th. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Last thing I'm going to say is a message to the rest of the world. They have been watching this drama play out for a few weeks. We've learned a lot of lessons, but you know what? Through adversity, it makes you stronger. And, yeah. And we want our allies around the world to know that this body of lawmakers is reporting again to our duty stations. Let the enemies of freedom around the world hear us loud and clear. The People's House is back in business.
I love Mike Johnson. He's a great guy. He's very conservative, but I don't think it even matters. He's got to go in there. He's got to deal with moderates in purple states, 18 of which won where Joe Biden won. So he's got to go back and make sure that they get their jobs. Even if you don't like them or agree with them, they're Republicans. They can keep you in the majority. And he's got to do two things. He's got to make sure we don't need a continuing resolution, because evidently people like Matt Rosendale can't tolerate that, even though no one's done anything for 22 days. Got to make sure they fund the government. And then what are they going to do about this funding package that has funding for this horrible place called Ukraine? And I think it's a great place, and we've got to fund it. We got to be smart about it. Got to audit it, but you got to fund it. And Taiwan, they want to pay for it. We just can't get it. We want to pay for that emergency. They have money. And then Israel. Everyone agrees with that. And the border. But how are they going to spend money on the border? So if he does some things that Kevin McCarthy was going to do, are the crazy eight going to be all over him? Probably. Hey, quick note. Teddy and Booker T come out November 7th. November 9th, I'm going to be in Red Bank, New Jersey at the Vogel. On the 10th, Pontevedra in Concert Hall. You got it. There's only a few tickets left. then the Villages, Vero Beach. And I'll be doing another live show at Brentwood, Tennessee, right after the Patriot Awards. I'll be doing another live show, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israelis were told Saturday the military's opened a second stage in the war against Hamas.
We're carrying out massive airstrikes in order to assist our ground forces as they go in. And we have used targeted killings and destroyed headquarters of the Hamas. This will be a long war.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC, said this is a war for Israel's existence, adding never again is now. Mexico security authorities raising the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that struck the country's southern Pacific coast early Wednesday now to 39. Mexico's security secretary says the probable cause of death was suffocation by submersion. He added the investigation continued that the victims had not yet been identified. Not his time. Former Vice President Mike Pence telling the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday while that's why he's withdrawing his bid for the 2024 presidential nomination, but he says he will remain still a strong voice for conservative politics.
I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land. So help me God.
Mr. Pence is the highest profile of the five presidential wannabes who've already pulled their hats from the ring. The White House, Google Maps, and Google Arts and Culture launching a new virtual tour of the White House, the first such Google tour to include audio captions and Spanish translation. More news at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
China appears to be playing a dangerous game of chicken.
Video released by the Pentagon shows a Chinese fighter jet flying within just 10 feet of an American B-52 bomber Tuesday over the South China Sea. The video shows the fighter jet passing just beneath the bomber's wing. The incident comes a week after the Pentagon reported 180 similar incidents carried out by China against U.S. forces in the region since 2021 after Biden took office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the Big Apple will pay for one-way airline tickets for illegals to go anywhere in the world they want to ease the migrant crisis. Adams says his sanctuary city is running out of room and the shelters are full. And just this past week, New Yorkers found out that they're paying the laundry bills for the illegal migrants in the city. You can always check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, find them both at townhall.com. Deaths, along with the death of the suspected gunman. That, according to local officials.
It was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police say 40-year-old Army Reservist Robert Card was found dead inside a commercial trailer at a recycling center in Lisbon.
There was a couple of firearms found at the scene.
Public Safety Commissioner Michael Soschuk says it was an area that had been cleared twice Friday. He says they don't have an official motive, but it appears Card specifically targeted the bowling alley and the bar.
The individual felt like people were talking about him. It may even appear that there were some voices in play.
He says Card's family had been helping police providing his identity when they saw the surveillance images. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I've done this for over 25 years now at Fox. I never remember speed and impactful stories like this happening at the same time, ever. And that's why I'm so glad you're here. And I come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where a lot of this stuff is happening around the world. Like, people are looking at New York and can't believe the protests we're seeing. Not for the country that lost 1,400 people. 700 plus are civilians in 3-4 hours. But the country, the people that actually inflicted the damage. Protests for Hamas and the Palestinians all over the country. It is organized. I think these people are being paid. There's no way this is organic. Mike Rogers at the bottom of the hour. And from Israel, Ambassador Michael Oren, one of the deepest thinkers, good, really good writer, too. Former U.S. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. He's going to be with us in a matter of moments. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The FBI has thwarted legitimate leads and has prevented its agents from actually investigating Joe Biden's corruption.
That is Senator Ron Johnson. The Biden family scandal and political side continues. What the House investigation is already following and still doing, even while they were looking for a speaker, and the inexplicable $200,000 payment that won from Brother Jim to President Joe. What is behind that? And a new challenger for President Biden on the Democratic side to maybe make him work the primaries.
Number two.
It's a highly lethal combination of mental illness, a well-trained military from the Army. He's a firearms instructor. He's desperate. He's already killed, so he knows what he's doing. He's not going to be taken alive.
Maybe not, but that's what Chris Wecker says, former assistant FBI director. Manhunt for the deranged military veteran who's killed 18, wounded 13, and has virtually vanished. Will you follow the manhunt?
Number one.
Early Friday, U.S. airstrikes at two sites in eastern Syria linked to Iran after recent attacks on American troops in the region. It happened near the town of Abu Kamal, which sits on the border with Iraq. Pentagon officials say it targeted two locations, including weapons and ammunition storage areas.
Yeah, that was just one of the many sites and the most benign site we could hit, but at least we hit. Finally, after 14 unanswered attacks, 19 over the last month, we have finally answered over 90 attacks on U.S. forces and interests in the region since President Biden took over. We've answered a total of 5 times. Why are we so cautious when they're the aggressors, when we know in the region aggression and strength is the only way to survive? I don't have to tell it to Ambassador Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Ambassador, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It was good to be back with you, Brian.
Ambassador, first off, I know how challenging this has been for you, but from where are you right now and still in Israel?
Yeah, sure. I'm in southern Tel Aviv. We've had about 3 major barrages this afternoon.
At you?
Very close. One of them actually hit close by here, shook the whole house. But the Iron Dome is doing its job. It's only, it's 90% effective. So if they're firing 100 rockets at you, maybe 10 gets through. Right, one of these rockets takes down an entire apartment building, so it's not, it's not a pinprick.
What direction is it coming from? From Gaza or from?
From Gaza. These are from Gaza for the time being.
Right. So they're still able to shoot rockets off, even though there's been hundreds or thousands of strikes on Gaza at this hour. They're still there.
Yeah.
They are not running.
Oh. I don't know. First of all, there's nowhere to run to. But beside that, they're kind of trapped in there. But no, they have an amazing, very deeply dug in missile capacity. These are not like the launchers that are above ground. They're beneath the ground. And the ground opens up and the rockets fire out.
They made those launchers. That's pretty amazing. So they're not just sitting there with launchers that you set up and shoot in the middle of a battlefield. No.
This is not Ukraine. This is something very different. Beneath Gaza is an entire city, dozens, maybe hundreds of kilometers of tunnels and bunkers.
So at the end of the third week of the war, you've now upped the number of hostages, unless you want to up it again or lessen it, at 229, because it's not clear who was killed and who was taken. And I think at last count, there was at least 15 bodies that were unidentifiable. I'm not sure if you're working that number down, but the number's at 229. Would you say you're making progress that you know of finding out where they might be located?
I don't know. And if I did know, I probably wouldn't be saying it on radio. But it's very difficult. Many years ago, we had a prisoner named Gilad Shalit. He was 5 years in Hamas captivity. We couldn't find him. That's how labyrinthine this underneath this subterranean city is. And who knows? These people are held in different places. Not all of them are not held by Hamas. Some of them are held by Some of the hostages are held by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And believe it or not, Brian, some of them are held by families. It's a family hostage because Palestinians who are not actual members of Hamas crossed into the border that day, took hostages, and then took them back, and they are for sale.
For sale?
Yeah, they're for sale. They will sell them to Hamas.
That's amazing. So they'll take them. Now they're taking care of them. From the 4 hostages that got out, were they able to give you anything of interest?
I'm sure that they were debriefed very extensively. See, maybe they can describe where they were. Maybe they can describe who they saw. But, you know, Hamas is very, very smart. Never underestimate as totally beastly and monstrous, and they are monstrous. I don't call them animals because I don't want to insult the animals. As monstrous as they are smart. They're very smart. And so the hostages they released were the hostages that were guaranteed to give them very high profile and to increase pressure on Israel to agree to a ceasefire, to impose a ceasefire. Now, ceasefire, you have to understand, means victory for Hamas.
Absolutely.
That means Hamas gets away with murder, murdering 1,400 people in the most brutal fashion you could ever possibly imagine. And it means that we can't restore our security. It means we can't restore our deterrence power. It means we can't live here. It literally renders this place pretty much uninhabitable. I mean, would you want to raise your kids in a country, you know, it's the size of New Jersey, not that big, where there is a huge terrorist attack both to the north and the south, who have emerged victorious and are, you know, they're just going to rebuild their capacities, and they're going to attack again. I mean, really, who can live in a country like that? Very difficult.
Ambassador, their disinformation campaign worked. They made it seem like they had no more interest in necessarily forcing you guys out of your land. There was indication from people like Jake Sullivan that the Middle East has taken less of his time than ever be all of his predecessors before, because, and the Palestinians said, don't worry about us, we'll be fine. And people started looking elsewhere and thinking more of the possibilities with the expanding the Abraham Accords. That was part of the disinformation campaign. Then we find out they were using hardline phones, so you couldn't even pick up intercepts. So that in that way, they show an additional sophistication that many didn't expect.
Very sophisticated. I think they had some significant help from Iran. Do not underestimate them. Don't underestimate their inhumanity, but don't also interest their intelligence and their smart and how they got around, you know, our very sophisticated fence, how they managed to shut off electricity and knock out cameras and, sophisticated. But at the end of the day, we're going to crush them because we have no choice. And the big challenge here is not necessarily defeating Hamas. Big challenge would be resisting rising international pressure for a ceasefire.
And each day that goes by, does it make guys like your job harder? Whether I mean, you're not ambassador now, but you're always working it, letting people know what's really happening. Does it make it harder?
Yeah, sure it will. Sure, especially as the narrative changes. I mean, we had a certain grace period because our so many of our people were killed so horrifically. But now the narrative is changing to Palestinian suffering. So right after this, the radio interview, I got an interview with the BBC of London, and that's going to be just an awful interview. They're going to say, how can you do this to the Palestinians? How can you do this to the Palestinians? How can you be so cruel and inhumane? That's going to be the narrative. So my job is to create, I think, time and space for our armed forces to do what they have to do in order for us to survive. And none of us have any jobs. I'm you know, an old soldier. I was 35 years in the military in the paratroopers, and I'd much rather be out there with those guys doing this, but this is my job now.
Right, which is pretty amazing to see that there's so many protests popping up. I saw 100,000 people in the UK protesting for the Palestinians, who prior to October 7th. I didn't see any of them. I mean, there was no movement in America among college campuses to go protest for a Palestinian state. How do you explain this, Ambassador, that we're watching these horrific scenes? Do you know what the message is? If you are Jewish, don't go out on Saturday if you're in Brooklyn. Can you believe this?
I think it's even deeper than that. There's obviously a huge anti-Semitic element to this, but it's even deeper. I think there's a tremendous amount of self-hatred in it. It's hating your own civilization. This is not a war between Israel and Hamas, maybe even not even principally. It's a war between Israel as a civilization and darkness and evil. Hamas is the exact same organization as ISIS, Hezbollah, Al-Qaeda. They all have the same theology. They want to overtake the world and create a universal caliphate based on Islamic law. That's what they want. I'm not making this up. And so what is standing against this? Well, in the first line is the state of Israel, but America's next, Europe's next. So the people are protesting in favor of Hamas right. Who, you know, if you're a gay person, you're going to get hanged. If you're a woman who's, you know, seen out, you know, walking with a man and you're not married and he's not married, you're going to be dead. I mean, really, zero rights for anybody.
Who would support that culture? Who in the West would support that culture?
People who hate, well, they hate Jews, but besides hating Jews, they hate themselves. I mean, that's what I'm going to say on BBC. You guys, how much do you really hate your own civilization? I mean, is that what you want? I guess you want your civilization to die. And maybe you want to live under that type of regime. Maybe, you know, you want to live in a regime, if you're a woman, you have zero rights. And maybe you want to be in a regime where you could be beheaded for blasphemy. I mean, really.
It's insane. I want you to hear what a lot of people are saying that are naive. They don't understand the Balfour Declaration. They don't understand what Israel came from. They certainly don't understand what happened thousands of years ago. But here's President Biden, and I know it doesn't work on your best interest to contradict the president, but I think you have to hear cut three.
It also means that when this crisis is over, there has to be a vision of what comes next. And in our view, it has to be a two-state solution. It means a concentrated effort by all the parties, Israelis, Palestinians, regional partners, global leaders, to put us on a path toward peace.
And a two-state solution? Is that they insane? You're going to allow the West Bank to be a state and link to Gaza, and we're going to pretend this is going to work?
Listen, you know, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, that's in the West Bank, we call Judea and Samaria, is in the 18th year of his fourth term. He will not stand for re-election because he knows that Hamas would win in the West Bank. So unless the president has an idea of how to get around that, the fact that the Palestinians actually like Hamas and will vote Hamas into office, I don't think that the two-state solution is a starter. I mean, there are many ways you can work to improve the situation here. You can manage it much better. You can give a Palestinian a type of a diplomatic horizon. But right now, you put a state there, that state's going to become another Gaza within a week, especially if the Israeli army pulls out of it, because what keeps Mahmoud Abbas alive is our armed forces, right? And I don't think you want that. So the problem is that everyone's been stuck on this two-state solution thing for now over 30 years, and it fails over and over and over again. And, you know, it's what Albert Einstein called the definition of insanity. People try to do the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different result. You're not going to get a different result. So, you know, as long as everyone's stuck on that formula, we're not going to get anywhere. But there are other ways. You can look at trusteeships. You can look at cantonment. You can look at federal solutions, all different ways you can go. But the two states was never going to happen. And, you know, why do that? But I understand politically why the president has to do it, because that's the position of his party, and particularly the progressive wing of his party.
The progressive wing of his party does not want to support Israel. Only 46% approve of Israel on the Democratic Party, yet they get about, I think, 70% of the American Jewish vote. I know you've dealt with this a lot. How do you maybe higher? So gel those two?
Well, I'll give you example, my own party, my own family. I got a lot of family in the States, and, you know, they're all – I don't know if there's a Republican in the whole family. I really don't. He's like not coming out of the basement. And they love Israel, my family. Most of them love me. They don't care, but they have other orders of priority. They're very liberal in their outlook. They care about the composition of the Supreme Court. They care about social issues. And so their value system more closely aligns with the Democratic Party. That may shift. We have to say it may shift. Depends if the party becomes, you know, dominated by that progressive sort of wing of the party, which is more socialist, very critical of Israel and critical of the United States. Because my family, whatever, our father passed away 2 years ago, landed on Normandy Beach, was a great patriot, war hero, and America was everything to him. And so if he flies that flag outside the flag, we still have the flag outside of my parents' house. My mother's still living there. The family, for all their liberal values, is deeply, deeply patriotic and will not go in the direction of a party that does not love the United States of America.
It's insane. Ambassador, you have to keep fighting because you're on the right side of it. And any blood that happens in Gaza, tragic, not a name, not an objective, unless you're Hamas, but the blood is on Hamas's hands. They did this.
Definitely.
And that's what everyone should realize.
Totally.
And I'm embarrassed by what's happening here with these college kids in America. Thanks so much for what you do, Ambassador.
All right. Thank you, and have a quiet, good weekend.
All right. And, beat up on the BBC if you can. When we come back, I'll take your calls, and then we're going to welcome in Mike Rogers, who wants to be the next senator from Michigan. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work-from-home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Two questions. Do you have a small business? Great. And do you have 5 minutes? Even better. You've got everything you need to start an application for quick, hassle-free financing from Capitus. We've helped more than 50,000 small businesses just like yours get competitive financing and the working capital they need in as little as one day. So, don't wait. Skip the red tape and get a decision today. Apply at Capitus.com. That's K-A-P-I-T-U-S.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A very happy ending for a couple of abandoned puppies in Michigan makes today's Dean's List. Shocking security footage showed a pair of baby white huskies being thrown over a fence from a pickup truck that were brought to the Jackson County Animal Shelter. At around 6 months old, the boy and girl, later named Ryder and Rain, were underweight and not well. But as soon as they got to the shelter and were given love and attention, they started gaining weight and becoming playful puppies again. The shelter posted pictures of the pups with a note that said, "From suffering and neglect, malnutrition and parasites, and then being thrown over a fence, these two survivors are now ready to live their best life in a loving home." Meanwhile, the person responsible for abandoning the dogs has also been found and is under investigation. We're so grateful Ryder and Rain are doing okay and have found their forever homes. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with director John McPhail of the new horror film, Dear David. The story follows a BuzzFeed comic artist who unravels as he's haunted by a ghost during sleep paralysis. It's based on a 2017 viral Twitter thread.
I came across in 2017 when it was sort of happening. I found it was on one of those like articles, the scariest things on the internet, one of those things. So I read and got kind of hooked on it.
Augustus Prue leads the film with his portrayal of Ellis.
Augustus Prue was perfect for this role. He himself just threw himself into it. Like when the script came to him, he just got over like a whole host of trauma that he just worked through. He could see a lot of journey through Adam.
McPhail feels there is a parallel between hauntings and online trolling.
You read a comment and like at first you've sort of brushed it off, but then later it starts to just burrow away in your head. All of a sudden an hour's gone by and you're terrorizing yourself over a comment.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. But I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized. And it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxed in. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Like the guard, the deep voice says, coming up November 7th, a week from this Tuesday, it's going to be Teddy and Booker T. Two American icons blaze the path to racial equality. I could not. We know Teddy Roosevelt. You know Booker T. Washington. You don't know how they work together. I try to pick up where Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln book left off, and they both have interactions with their predecessor. So I think that you'll really like it. It gives you a perspective on race in America, where we're at, and why you should be so proud of where we're at and what we've been through to get here today. Without these great Americans, we would not be the same country, and that's my point. You've read biographies on both. You read the autobiographies, but do you know how they work together and how much was undiscovered until recently? And I work with their descendants to help bring this forward from Tweed Roosevelt to the great granddaughter of Booker T. Washington, went to Tuskegee University, out to Sagamore Hill, his apartment in Manhattan, and all the libraries that are here in Manhattan too. So I'm going to be doing an extensive book tour. I'm not talking as much on television, so I want you to pay attention. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. But I'll be at the Vogel in Red Bank, New Jersey, talking about all my books. It's really like how America got great. All these great moments in our past, and it's fun. It's on stage. It's live. VIP opportunities so I get a chance to meet you. And then in Ponte Vedra, WOKV listeners, you know, I'll be at the Villages in Vero Beach, but back on stage again, you'll see me in Mulhill, Pennsylvania, Holland, Michigan, Joliet, Illinois, Skokie, Illinois. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. With every ticket, you get a book, and it is signed.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
John, the president said that if Iran or its proxies attacked U.S. troops, that we would respond. So what is he waiting for exactly?
He did say that.
Where's the response?
He said that. And he said that we will...
Repeating the warning is the response?
Jack, come on now.
It's not a question.
I'm not going to telegraph punches here from the podium.
Really? Well, we did punch back. After getting hit over 90 times, we've hit back now, counting last night's strike, 5. But the U.S. launched strikes on the Iranian-linked targets near Abu Kamal. But that was in Syria, even though most of the attacks came from inside Iraq by Iranian-sponsored Shia militia. And keep in mind, this is Sunni. This is a Iraqi government that is not for the Shia militia being there. But right now, they are really supported heavily by Iran because we picked up and moved out. Mike Rogers knows all about it. He was a congressman then. FBI in his background, military as well, former Michigan congressman, former chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, now running for the open U.S. Senate seat in Michigan. So I wanted to get your take on the hit last night and the fact that it took so long, even though we've been hit 14 times since October 17th, Mike Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, it's this administration having, you know, when the press pushes you into a position where you're never going to, you know, you're never going to be on the winning side of that. And so just the length of time it has taken to respond and to find targets, and the very fact that we got attacked in Iraq, but we haven't had any real pushback in Iraq from the United States, tells you we're in for some tough sledding. Now, I will say here on the good side, hitting munition depots that have been stocked up by the Quds Force, the Iranian kind of blend of special forces and intelligence services, is never a bad day. So those munitions would either work their way to Hamas or Hezbollah, but not likely those munition dumps did anything into the Iraq region. At least at this point.
Right. And you have the Iranian foreign minister come to the UN and threaten us that if Gaza continues to be hit by Israel, we're going to take it out on you. Can you believe this posture, that he has the audacity to come here and say that?
Well, I mean, again, they've been thumping their chest. But you have to remember, this has been a long time in coming. I mean, the Obama administration policy on Iran was absolute appeasement. They would have given them their mother to get that Iran deal, which, by the way, we now know was as big a failure as we all thought it was going to be. We know that just recently, because we don't pump oil here anymore for our own use, we have to, we took the sanctions, or didn't force the sanctions on Iran, who now has whatever it is, $43 billion a year in new cash revenue. Those sanctions were put on that oil production back in 2018 under Donald Trump. So you look at all of the things that they're doing, including, by the way, re-engaging in this nuclear deal for them not to get a nuclear weapon, which again means, you know, more payments, what we just saw again with the hostages. And that $6 billion isn't what's fueling all this. It's that $43 billion in oil revenue.
Yeah.
But that $6 billion would have helped them for sure. And so you start adding all of this up, and you get to the point where you say, hey, you know, Mr. Biden, we are getting our fannies handed to us on this, and you're emboldening our adversaries so that he gets on a plane, the foreign minister of Iran, and comes here and threatens the United States. I mean, my Lord, how much more do you have to take before you say the policy of appeasement on Iran isn't working?
Yes, and you have the president of the United States also keeps going out of his way to say, I don't want a confrontation with China. I don't want a confrontation with Iran. What does that do in international diplomacy speak? What does that mean?
Well, it means you embolden your adversaries. You know, there's an old theory in defense circles, never tell your adversary what you won't do. So when you start out with that, you've already put yourself in a place of weakness. That means I can push you as hard as I can, China, Iran, Russia, because I know you don't want to get to a certain point. That gives me a lot of latitude on the trouble I can cause around the globe, number one. And number two, I mean, if you think again, all the problems in the world, you know, when Obama in Iraq, remember when he said, oh, we're just pulling out overnight,
yeah,
created ISIS. ISIS went into Syria and it was threatening the United States. We had to react to that. When Biden decided just to pull out in the middle of the night, literally, and leave our allies and the women of Afghanistan to fend for themselves, which they're not faring very well, by the way. It just sent a clear message. And what people, I don't know if they realize, but China has been running around the world saying, you see that? You cannot count on the United States to follow through with anything. We're going to be here. We're going to be here for 1,000 years. You know, why don't you give us your natural resources? Well, you know, give us your partnership. Give us your defense spending. All of those things have been happening, And boy, our team just can't quite get out of the way. And I stay engaged in the world, Brian, but not entangled. And when you're not energy independent, and you have to, have the President of the United States, Joe Biden, gets on a plane to fly to Saudi Arabia, says, please pump more oil, because we don't want to. Oh, and by the way, we'll take off the sanctions on Iran, or not enforce them so they can pump more oil. Oh, by the way, we're going to cut a deal with Venezuela, by the way, who has threatened the United States, working a stronger relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, because we need their oil, because we won't do it. I mean, it just that the evidence is overwhelming as to why this policy doesn't work. You don't want to be entangled in the world, Mr. President? Then let us become energy independent, put on the sanctions back on Venezuela and Iran, and start sending the message that, hey, listen, we're not going to tolerate aggressive behavior around the world that disrupts commerce and certainly takes lives.
So I also think the one thing that I've been on top of, and you could disabuse me of this because you know the mechanics of it all, we have to build up our military-industrial complex, the same thing that Eisenhower said to look out for. Now we can't do it. But we have customers that want to buy our missile defense, want to buy our F-16s or F-35s, but we can't do it. We can't supply Taiwan for money for equipment that they paid for that's in our interest for them to protect themselves. We now have to, according to Dave Ignatius, take a weapon system that was heading to Ukraine and bring it over to Israel because we don't have enough. The Iron Dome needs to be replenished. Israel usually pays for a lot of this stuff. I mean, these are successful countries. We got to convert these Eastern European countries into using our material and train them on our stuff, and they become customers, and it's in our best interest. Why are we not trying to address this?
You know, this is a great point, and it's been going on. And here's the difference, I think, from the Eisenhower warning, which I thought was legitimate. You don't want these big, massive defense companies guiding all the decisions in Congress to make sure that they have these big weapon systems and have whole bunches of it that we don't need. And he was basically saying at the time, don't let them drive you into a conflict somewhere. I think that's probably good and sound advice. The problem is that pendulum swung way over the other way, and they said at some points, even during the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, we couldn't get enough ammunition built because we had no industrial base level set, meaning we didn't have a minimum where we said we got to keep some of these things alive. And in 94, after the peace dividend, they jammed a lot of these companies together, took out a lot of the small and medium companies because they just couldn't survive that were providing services of some sort to our industrial base. And it's now we're living with those problems. And so for a while there, they were saying we're going to have to find out how we even build airplane engines at a certain rate to make sure that we can still do it, even if we don't need them. Think of that, right? And there was other different things. And so I agree with you. What we need to do is go back and say, what do we really need as a minimum capability to ramp up and defend ourselves? And this, to me, is the perfect example. They're struggling to ramp up to meet the demand today. Well, we should have already have thought this through on a strategy to make sure that that capability exists. And we've been in such a hurry to send stuff to China and all over the world to manufacture, we forgot that, you know what, if we don't build things in America, right, we're going to be in some trouble.
So I got to ask you, what's going on with Maine right now? We're watching a guy that has mental illness, that was institutionalized for 2 weeks, still be able to get a gun and come out again. We find out that the military might not be communicating with law enforcement, let alone if he bought a gun at a gun store and they go background check, he could be clean, this shooter. But in reality, he had a meltdown at West Point and they basically didn't let him finish. So his family said he went off the rails hearing voices. Anybody that likes guns Musk has to make sure people like this don't get guns. So when you have people say, Republicans say, don't take my gun, I get it. Democrats say, let's get those assault weapons, and we don't need guns anymore. That's never going to work either. So what does Mike Rogers say we should do? Because we're all anti-mass shooting.
Completely. And there's a couple, I think there's several ways we can deal with mass shootings. The largest number, by the way, of mass shootings tend to happen in urban areas, tend to be criminal or gang related, drive-by shootings and other things. I have a I think I have a solution for that as well. In a case like this, listen, we have mental distress happening in our society in a way that's really hard to get your arms around. I do believe that we have to have a way to make sure that exactly what you said, if someone is having a mental health distress moment and then goes from the military to the civilian world, we have to have a way to be able to track that.
Yeah.
To say, hey, this person should not be buying a firearm. Are there protections you have to build in there? I do believe it. Due process is going to be important. But at the same time, if we don't get our arms around the mental health piece of this, people can thump their chest on, you know, I'm going to ban gun A or ugly gun or a good looking gun. None of that's going to matter. There are 300 or something like 400 million guns on the streets of the United States. And so what you have to do is target the problem, not the tool. And the problem is you have mental health issues that don't follow the person when they transfer from the military to somewhere else. That has to happen.
Right, and because you see that a lot of Republican, especially suburban moms, you're going to want their votes in Michigan that are as red as you can be, are really concerned about the mass shooters and what we're going to do. We had no problems in this country, even up to the 80s. We just weren't having mass shootings. They were rare. And now they're happening, and the laws are, you could argue, are even stricter now. So I don't think taking everybody's guns is even on the table. Now, where do you stand on assault bans? Because that's what President Biden's pushing now.
Well, I mean, again, I think it is something that won't solve the problem, right? The tool that they use for these mass shootings is not the problem. What's the problem is you have a mental health distressed individual who had no check and balance in the system that would allow him to buy and purchase a gun. That's the problem. How do we fix that problem? If you notice, no one wants to talk about that. It's hard. We're going to have a conversation with ourselves in America that, hey, we have some mental health distress problems in this country. And think of this, Brian. It goes even beyond that. In 2021, nearly 30% of teenage girls, and this is why I think this mental health thing has to be addressed head on in the country, 30% of teenage girls thought about committing suicide.
Wow.
Think of that, 30%. 10% actually attempted suicide in 2021. Now, there was the pandemic, but it was also social media, and we don't fully understand why that's happening in our society. Well, we better. Because those folks are also going to go on to be an adult. You hope you want to get them, some help early on in their lives, and then find out, is it social media? Where is our problem on all this mental health? And this is all relatively new for the United States to have this kind of level of mental distress in someone's life.
Mike,
so we've got to deal with this.
Mike Rogers wants to be the next senator from Michigan in a state that's leaning left, but I think he might, if the Republican's going to get it, I can't imagine a candidate more that profiles better than you with a more efficient resume. So I think a lot of times people aren't really addressing the issues that matter most. I think if you have that issue, that's not on anybody's platform, but I think it goes back to the phones, personally, and all the interaction that we don't do now because we have these phones to to get in the way of that. But I don't know how you handle that. I think people are beginning to wake up to it. But Mike Rogers, have the Republicans in the House damage made your job harder after the farcical search for a new speaker over the course of 22 days?
Yeah, they certainly haven't made it easier. Let me put it that way. And if you think about it, I have had people say, no, I love the chaos. This is great. My argument is, guess what? You know, we control one-third of the three-legged stool here. To try to get things done. And in all that time, A, we demonstrated, can we govern? I don't know. You have to ask yourself, question mark, for sure. And then you go down the list. Did we do anything on the border in those 3 weeks? Nope. Did we do anything to try to reform the size and scope of government? Nope. Didn't make any headway on either of those. How about the inflation problem of, bigger government, more spending, more borrowing? Nope. Didn't do anything on that. How about getting our military back in shape so that we can stand up to threats around the world if we need be?
Yeah.
Nope. None of that happened. And so my argument is, listen, we need to put this chapter behind us. They need to govern, and I hope they've learned a lesson that, and I know there's a lot of hot tempers in that room. I've talked to people who are in the room, a lot of hot tempers. We got to get beyond that, start putting the country first and say, okay, we have big things we've got to do for people who are just trying to make it all across America, including my home state of Michigan.
And if Republican's going to win, you have to win. He has to win in Montana. And then you have in West Virginia, Governor Justice, who looks as a good place to do it. In Pennsylvania, there's great hope with Dave McCormick for Republicans, and we'll see what happens. I've heard that before. We'll see what the issues are that day. Mike Rogers, best of luck.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Person Radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned that there is no alternative. I'm concerned that something could happen between now and next November that would make the Democratic convention in Chicago an unmitigated disaster. And for a party that is acting as the adults in the room, I'm concerned that we are not as it relates to our electoral strategy. So I'm considering it. I do still think there's some time for somebody to enter. I'm still encouraging others who I think are better prepared right now to run a great campaign. But I have thought about it, and I recognize there'd be laughter, there'd be distaste, there would be disgust amongst many, but I also have that sense that the country is begging for alternatives.
To Joe Biden, and that is Dean Phillips, a moderate Democrat, and he had come out and he was pretty eloquent. I never heard of him. Just saw his name. I didn't know who he was until about a month ago, maybe two, and he said somebody else should run, and Joe Biden, thank you, but you're done. No one thinks you can do the job, just paraphrasing. So he threw himself in. And what's going to be the thing is he's legitimate. He's one of the richest guys in Congress. He's a self-made multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire. Did it with gelato and something else. And now, and what's the other one? Oh, alcohol, some type of alcohol, not rubbing alcohol. There's no money in that. Some type of drinking alcohol. So he'll finance himself. The thing is, he's going to tell New Hampshire, go ahead, be first. I'll be in. And if Joe Biden doesn't get in like he threatened, I'll win. I'll take the electoral numbers, and then I'll bring it to South Carolina. And then you look at us together, and maybe you'll pick me. He's a moderate problem solver. We'll see.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Hey, it's Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road, and we're excited to celebrate our fourth anniversary here at Laux Landscape Supply. So October 20th through the 29th is your chance to save big on products like 50-pound Dimension Pre-Emergent, on sale for $32.99 a bag, or our popular Garden Power Soil for only $51.99 a yard. Great timing to put in sod, and it's on sale as low as 71 cents a square foot. Or how about the new Mocha Lava Rock, reduced to $79.99 a yard. Building a patio or walkway? Artisan Slate Pavers are on sale for $3.99 a square foot. Ranger Pro Concentrate in a 2.5-gallon jug is only $79.99, and even cheaper if you buy two. These are just a few of the items you'll find on sale at Laux Landscape Supply October 20th through the 29th at the corner of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com, or just come see us at 6023 Churn Creek Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.